I don't want to know anything about your boner fingers.
Just because my fingers are pink.
And that's like, where we say that teacher from assassination classroom. Oh, yeah.
He's got a imagine how embarrassing if I slapped you. Imagine how embarrassing that would be.
Well, then I'd be dick slapped, wouldn't I? But
five times. By
five dicks.
Five dicks.
Man, it's like I'm in a Buchanan film.
Right.
I don't want to be in one of those.
Are you sure?
Yes. As much as I like cake, I don't really like the beauty.
I wouldn't buy it for a buck. It's probably not very good cake.
No.
Too much frosting, yeah.
Oh, God.
That is upsetting when you go to a wedding and there's too much frosting
and there's
on the
too
cake.
Much penis in the cake.
Yes.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it.
No, but it's always and I assume we're talking about actual cake here, not boo cake.
No, not boo cake.
But it's like, it's not like a girl with a nice marzipan layer of
fondant. That's all terrible. Mm-hmm.
Cake is cake.
Or, just not be able to eat cake and then you don't have to worry about
it. It's not like you're going to a Bucks party and, you know, they ordered to have a stripper put in a cake, but instead of putting a female stripper in the cake, they put a male stripper.
But they didn't realise you're supposed to put her in after you bake.
It's alright, it's a meat cake.
Protein's hard to come by.
Pie! Now it's a pie!
Everybody did.
There's no gravy!
That's a nice little tease.
I mean,
like,
it's only a stripper. No one's going to miss
it. It's something I don't want recorded.
Someone needs to introduce us.
Oh, okay.
I'm a guest. I don't do that.
Okay.
No, Ben can. Ben
we'll make the guest do it. We're not conventional.
You're gonna segue into
this?
Segue. Welcome to next. Too many next episodes of It's All Canon. I'm Ben.
I'm Will.
I'm Jonathan. I'm going around in a circle this time.
I'm Alex. And we have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Beck.
She's famous from internet videos such as That One Girl Does a Thing.
And the dramatic reading of My Immortal, which I didn't realize. It's got like 7,500 views.
It still gets
comments.
You need to bring that accent back.
Your Harry
accent was amazing.
You played Harry, did you?
Yeah.
This podcast can't continue until that happens.
Vampire Harry.
We'll have to watch it. It's like 5 years old.
Oh, right.
By Enabi, or Tara, whatever her real name was.
Strong.
Oh, I don't know. Not Gillespie. Tara Strong.
Yeah, by Tara Strong.
I
yeah, they work with Tara Strong.
About
yeah.
fan
well, you did record, what, 8 episodes or something like that of 40. 40? Wow.
It's that long. Oh,
well, we did it over
chapters.
2 sessions.
Yeah, there's like 40 chapters.
40 chapters of really shitty writing.
It was terrible. Really
I'm
terrible.
I'm surprised it didn't get turned into a movie. I mean, the other
bad
fan fictions have been.
There's many series of it.
I read a comic
really?
Once.
Of my
did you write
wow.
There's a good webcomic of it too. Yeah.
It ended up becoming that famous, did it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the one where she staked herself in the chest. S-T-E-A-K. Staked herself. So it's like her in a bathtub with meat.
I am moistened. Buy the meat!
Ah, yes, that meat moisture.
Is that ball sweat?
That damp meat.
Meat moisture. I
don't
know.
Other places sweat too.
Yeah, but you.
Other
you,
places are made of meat.
Yeah, but when you're talking about.
I don't
meat,
know if you've noticed.
In referral to the.
Well, but we're in fact all skeleton man and also covered in meat.
We're skeleton man. Thinks about balls all the time.
Yeah.
Will just thinks about balls all the time.
We've established
sweaty balls.
I love sweaty balls. Just, you know. No, I'm not good.
Isn't it comfortable to have to unstick them all the time?
We told Guts the story of Guts last podcast. I think whatever you have to say.
Guts? What was the story of Guts?
With a guy who got his intestines sucked out through his butt.
Oh, yeah, we did tell that story last
time. Is that from
when
a Chuck Palahniuk
hear...
story?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've read that.
When I hear the story of Guts, I immediately think Berserk. Or like Guts from Kill la Kill.
The dog.
You mean the dog? That was the name of the dog,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
the name of the dog. That said Guts. It was
that,
a Pokemon.
That really annoyed
Guts
me.
Guts' three masturbation
Guts
stories gone wrong, pretty much, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the dog? Or...
It's a series of short stories. The entire book is a series
yeah.
of short
you should
stories.
Read
yeah.
The candle wax one.
Yeah, I was going to tell that one, but I decided not to.
Oh, I read the... There was a Neil Gaiman series of short stories, which was also disturbing. One of which where it was a retelling of Sleeping Beauty, where Prince Charming was a necrophiliac.
No, that was Snow White.
Wasn't oh, sorry, Snow White.
Because he pushed
yes.
the apple out of her.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what made her fall asleep.
Yeah, the poison apple.
It's poison apple.
Great.
He pushed her back out.
Yeah, he pushed her back out.
Right.
And then she turned out to be a vampire or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And then there were
like,
robots or something.
Sounds like
no. He's a strange and somewhat disturbing man at times, but a genius.
There's a story there about a wank gargoyle. I don't know.
Yeah,
wank
was,
gargoyle.
Yeah.
No, it was
huh.
a I don't know.
Let me just consider that for a moment.
There's a rock hard joke there somewhere.
Comes pebbles. What? Comes pebbles.
That's gotta be
dust,
uncomfortable.
Maybe. Dust.
Have you ever passed a kidney stone? It's like that, but with much more force.
So that's not pigeon poo.
No,
buttresses.
Probably more so.
What about buttresses?
It's not pigeon poo.
Oh.
Is everything
kitchens
today?
Well, not really.
We've already talked about the duck in the crock.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. That's dead and gone.
I want
no more discussion of Hartiful Boyfriend on this damn podcast.
I think we'll at least play Hartiful Boyfriend.
No, I'm not playing Hartiful Boyfriend.
Let's play. What game would you force
Ben to play if he forced you to play Hartiful
Boyfriend?
I would force him to play a
one
50
choice.
Round game
yeah.
of Mario
yeah.
Party. That is the only choice. Ben hates
have we
so
told you
much.
The story about when we played Mario Party with Ben?
I don't think so.
Okay, so
I fucking hate Mario.
So we had like a game, like an in-house game.
All of them.
Was it? No, we did play eight. Was it?
Oh, I think maybe which one do I hate?
No, I think we specifically played eight that time.
I think it was
yes.
eight. Anyway, so we had like this in-house gaming tournament. We all played, and whoever won got a thing or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
A golden chain.
Yeah.
Bling.
So who was the? Did I pick?
No, John. I think picked
John
Mario.
Picked,
Party.
Anyway, so we picked Mario Party, knowing full well that Ben hated Mario Party. Right, and
that's
at this point,
we have a history.
And at this
it's
point, Ben didn't have very much free time at all.
Like,
he had like
2 hours a night.
Two,
or
yeah, about
like
2 hours a night.
Yeah, so for two nights in a row, we played Mario Party. And I think Ben came dead last and then stormed off to his room.
Really? There is another possible outcome for Mario Party? Because I haven't seen
it. And
he does so well in the
And
game
I have
games.
Never seen Ben so angry.
He does
before
so well.
Or since.
He does
it
so
was clearly the controller. It
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
I got a little soul.
No. Ben does great in the mini games. Like, he does great in the mini games. It would be
like everyone
just
fucked by the random
yeah. In this particular iteration of Mario Party, it was like you collect little stars and
yeah,
that allows you to get the big star.
And then there's like all those stars in front of you. And Ben's like, see, it's going to be okay, Ben. There's all these stars in front of you. You can get some stars. And then Boo comes down and is like, guess what? These are fucking negative stars. Good luck, Boo. And then I did get all of them. I got like negative 20 stars.
So
Ben's getting the new one.
Number 10.
Not if you
Number
paid
10.
Me to buy it.
Oh, God.
I know what to get Ben for his birthday.
Mario Party
10.
I want to get Portlock for his birthday.
Nuclear
box of
Ben nuclear device up his bottom.
No.
I'd settle for a kick in the dick.
you get that model
well.
From Guilty Gear.
A model
that
of someone being kicked
like.
In
the
dick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
still got a main.
Oh, there's a character that's still the worst designed fighting character
I think
I've
you mean
ever
best.
Seen. It was so.
She's
bad.
My waifu.
No.
She's my robo waifu.
Robo maid marrying like mecha coffin gibberish. It's garbage.
Don't forget, she has like hearts and stars in
and
her
like
eyes.
Bunny ears or something.
Yeah,
I think. Mm-hmm.
Also,
she's
a
maid.
Terrifying mental image right now.
It sounds like
yeah, it's not great.
It's
but
pretty
more,
terrible,
but less pretty. Mm-hmm.
Shall we get on to the next bit of this podcast?
Yeah, what is
you
the next
the
bit of this
bit?
Podcast?
I
forget how this thing works.
I'm pretty sure we ask each other what we've done this week.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We'll start with Beck, because she's the guest.
No,
oh,
don't.
What am I doing?
Do you want to start Beck?
No,
I don't want
Beck.
We'll go around everyone else.
I mean,
then.
I feel like she maybe needs some training
so
wheels.
Well,
as
you go
first. Oh, shit, I get thrown into
yeah,
the mess.
Yeah.
What was I playing last fucking time? I was playing Space. I was playing Homeworld. And I was playing some other game. So I've still been playing Homeworld, and I've still been loving Homeworld. It's weird because... So I mentioned in the last podcast that the new Homeworld, the problem with one of the first ones was because you carry your resources and all of your units from one mission to the next mission, it can mean that the later missions you either stomp over them or they essentially become impossible. I've been doing fairly well so far, so the missions that I'm up to, I'm up against a fuck ton of enemies at the moment. It's a real problem, but you know it does keep that curve going well, so that's good. But
God, I love a good curve.
I do love a good curve. I seem to remember one of the complaints I had last time was that you got to collect resources in the air, and as I mentioned, it all carries over into the next mission. And I thought that you had to run around and collect them all at the end of the mission. Apparently, you don't need to do that. But in Homeworld 2, when it does that automatically, it does it as soon as you click the Go to Hyperspace button. In this one, it doesn't do it until you've actually gone into hyperspace, like the actual end of the mission. So that was nice. So that's all good. I don't know. I don't really have much else to talk about Homeworld
well, you played,
apart from what
played
I did
a little
last
more Saints Row, didn't you?
I played a hell of a lot more Saints Row. I've been enjoying the shit out of that game. Normally, I don't go in for like 100% completing stuff, But Saints Row has been the perfect game for me to play the last couple of weeks because you can play it no problem after having a couple of beers. That game is...
And you've always had a couple of beers.
And that game is entirely conducive to you being drunk whilst playing it. It's not...
Because then the jokes are even funny.
Yeah. It's not particularly difficult. You know, it's not a particularly difficult game. You just run around, you shoot dudes.
Punch shit.
Yeah.
And a dubstep gun.
Whack it with a giant dildo. Mm.
Well, I'm actually,
is that in this game?
There is the giant dildo. Giant dildo. However, I'm more partial to the tentacle bent. The tentacle bat.
That wasn't in Saints Row 3, I don't think. I haven't seen that one.
No, you get to smack around people with the tentacle bat.
If you haven't played 4, you really should. It's more of the same.
It's more ridiculousness.
You literally fly around.
Mm-hmm.
See, I kind of got over Saints Row 3 before finishing it.
Then maybe don't play.
Yeah, because it's more of the same, but you can fly.
I
suspect you may be wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yes, you're just wrong.
Everyone's opinions is equally valid,
but yours is wrong.
that was probably my game of the year for that year, unless a Souls game came out that year.
Yeah, that game was a lot of fun. But I've been running around and doing all the mini mission stuff, which is not something I normally do. I guess the rewards are kind of an incentive because you get like upgraded weapons or you unlock costumes or stuff like that.
The character missions are good too.
The character missions are a lot of fun when you do the character missions. I got to smoke space crack out of a broken light bulb, and I've never done that in any other video game. So Saints Row,
I've applause. Done that in real life.
Applause.
Got that.
Saints Row game of the year.
Light bulb
all years.
Crack clap.
Do that in the Australian version.
You've been playing I've got an American code. I bought it on Amazon.
Yeah, and I've been playing that through Ben's Steam sharing.
That was the one that got
great.
A refused classification that mission, wasn't it?
Because of smoking space crack with girls.
Yeah. So you just straight up couldn't get Shaundi's upgrade.
Oh, really?
No way to do it.
Fun Shaundi or Shaundi?
Like, well, you still get Fun Shaundi, but you know how you have to do that mission to get the final upgrade for Shaundi? Yeah, you just can't get that.
Oh, you can't get Super Shaundi.
No.
That's annoying. Super Homie Shaundi. But yeah, the game's so much fun. I just run around and I blow up stuff and I feel happy.
But you can't romance Keith David.
No. You can romance everyone else in the game. Funny thing is, so there's an achievement in the game in order to play a certain amount of time as a male character and a certain amount of time as a female character, and you can just essentially go to a cosmetic surgery place and get your sex changed.
Sure.
Now, I was
just
playing
like
as a male. I was playing as a male, and I was like, oh, okay, so I'll play as a female for a bit so I can get this thing. I go into the character creator and do, you know, play around with sliders and everything like that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks pretty good. Get out of the character creator. The character outside of the character creator is like a full cup and a half size bigger than the one that I generated in the character creator.
She's like a busty Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
that's a good mental image.
Yeah. It's a good image straight up on my game, which is good. Because I created the male character and I was sort of going for like kind of a vampire hunter kind of look. Apparently when you transition that into, you know, like Vampire Hunter D or something like that, as soon as you transition that into a female character, it looks like Carmen Sandiego.
I get that.
See
that.
But, yeah. He looks a bit like Helsing.
Yeah, a bit Helsing. A bit Helsinging. So that, yeah, I got no complaints with, you know, being a little bit more busty than I intended. It was just... not
these
quite
things
what I was
a
expecting.
Happy side effect.
Yeah, a happy side effect.
Some minor swelling.
That'll go down.
I hope not. So yeah, I think that's pretty much. Well, I mean, we actually as a group, because do you guys want to cover this in your games?
Or
we can talk
about
that.
PT, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys,
PT.
Yeah,
you guys,
we all play PT together.
Excellent.
Ben and Portlock both bought PS4s because they're on some special or something. So
reasons.
We're like,
good deal.
Well, there's a lot of games coming out. Most of them on the
PlayStation
4.
PS4 has no games, lol.
They don't really have that many. Well, it has one game now.
Well, when I first got it, I kept walking into shops and going, I should get a game for this.
Yeah.
And then I walked out of that shop going, there is nothing there I want.
Well, considering we both like JRPGs and indie games.
And also, a lot of what's out at the moment is re-releases of stuff that we played last year.
But like 2015, sorry, but just quickly, it's like super, super stacked for PlayStation 4 stuff. Like, Type-0's just come out, been playing that.
Bloodborne's
out in a couple of days.
She said you like Souls games before. I was like, are you getting Bloodborne?
That's kind of why I bought the PlayStation 4.
It looks so pretty.
It does look amazing. And there's, what, like, Mega Solid 5, Persona 5,
I mean, that is
I know that, like, this is so just mainstream, but I am looking forward to the new Batman game, because PS4, you get extra Scarecrow missions, and I love Scarecrow.
Oh, that's so, Arkham Knight, yeah?
Arkham Knight, yeah.
I've heard the extra missions they've done in the past have been really good, like the Joker missions you got for Arkham Asylum.
See, Asylum City are awesome. Origins,
Yeah, it was kind of.
But
nice.
Origins is made by Warner Brothers.
Origins,
Rocksteady,
yeah, it's a different
so
team, and Rocksteady
are
making Knight, so hopefully it should be good again.
That's what I'm going with. And you get the Batmobile, which is pretty cool, but.
Which Batmobile?
I don't know. The one they
like the original
game.
One? Like the
all
Tim
the,
Burton
all the,
one?
All the
it's all like
bam,
the Warthog.
It's going to be Batman and Robin in a game.
But it strafes and turns into a tank. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
I remember the.
I'm just looking forward to Scarecrow, to be honest.
Yeah. Watching the Tim Burton Batman stuff, and then like there's a scene where the Batmobile gets armor on it, and it's just stop motion of like armor panels appearing on the Batmobile.
It's, so cool,
it's great. It's so cool.
I love that.
Batman
so
movies are awesome. Okay.
How good is Jack Nicholson as the Joker? That's amazing casting.
Actually, you know what the best Batman movie is? Batman and Robin, obviously.
Which one was that?
The
one?
Nipple suit and Arnie is Mr. Freeze.
Don't forget the bat credit card. Never leave the cave without it.
It's not a great line. I'll be honest.
You know who makes a good Batman? George Clooney.
Yeah.
Nipple suit. Thank you.
It's all right. Yeah, so the you guys got PS4s,
yeah.
And we were like, okay, we know it's months old at this point, but let's go and play PT.
Ben and John played it first.
We did,
together.
Yeah. I downloaded it and started playing it, and then
did you
John
need a
came
through?
In for the last no, the last section of it, yeah.
But we, because apparently the bit that jumps out and scares you, so PT, for anyone that doesn't know, it's basically the, what do you call
it's
it?
A
the trailer,
playable
the
teaser.
Teacher,
playable
teaser
for Silent Hill.
Yeah,
bookable
the
titty. There's some
I have
news about
a while.
I need to contribute.
Witch touching.
I loved PT. I am a big horror buff, so as soon as PT came out, I downloaded it. And when I played it, there was no proven method to how to solve the last puzzle. There was like, this is how I did it, and I tried like everyone's, this is how I did it, and I couldn't solve that last puzzle. And I went back to it like a month or so afterwards and tried. I had to play a video of Kojima talking through my headset to get that second baby laugh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I think it must
guys,
be any audio trigger, because I've seen a bunch of things, but all of them seem to involve something in a microphone.
Yeah, well, I tried just yelling into the microphone, and that one never worked. And I tried the whole,
I think
like,
it has to be
Lisa,
whispering.
Hello, Lisa, you're tearing me apart, Lisa!
You're tearing me apart!
Some people had, apparently they said Jarrus, and that worked. I'm like, when did we get into the labyrinth? Like, I just
David
isn't
Bowie.
Isn't that David Bowie?
Yeah.
Lisa
labyrinth
needs
is those
crazy.
Types,
though.
I love the labyrinth.
Lisa needs breath.
It's awesome. I watched.
I thought Jareth was
the
character
before,
from.
Jareth is the Goblin King.
Yeah.
David Bowie, the guy with the tights, the bulge.
Amazing. It is so amazing.
I was.
Kojima working on Labyrinth game confirmed.
Well, there's news about that. I'm not sure if you've read, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, so we played that.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you guys get jump scared at all? Or?
Well,
John is a giant wuss. Apparently,
John is a giant wuss.
Yeah,
he
spent half the time like with me playing it, looking away, and like.
With this shirt up like
I know what you guys are talking about. That's how I play horror games. Yeah.
So he went into it with you guys a little more prepared, like knowing what was coming.
He still jumped.
But so, yeah, there was a jump scare that I thought I'd seen all of the possible ones at that point. I hadn't seen that one.
Oh, I've been watching lots of playthroughs of it, and I keep seeing things that I never saw when I did mine. And I was just like, what?
Did you ever get the coloured torches?
No. Oh, like what? Sorry, when you go through corridor and change
in,
colour.
In the last puzzle. There seems to be something that triggers. I've had a red torch and
a
green torch.
I've had red and green, yeah. No, I have had that.
That game is. Well, I say
that
game,
baby thing is so creepy looking.
It's like it's a masterclass in building tension.
It's
like the hall, and then you turn, right? And it's always you're just going through the same hallway, and you go through the door, and it just builds tension.
It builds
maybe
it
the,
perfectly. I
the
played
fridge
it.
Of blood, man. The fridge of blood.
I played it
Come
by
on, play
myself, middle of the night, pitch black room. I was like, I'm doing this properly. I was working it up in my mind as well. I was freaking myself out.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like, what, look behind you. And I'm like, no, don't look behind you. Don't.
Yeah.
What are you
doing? The numbers.
Will
like...
turns to look at all of these things. I'm like, why would you do that?
I'm like, no, because You know why? What it is? Because when I first...
Because Will's stupid.
I am a bit stupid. But it always used to be... And I know it's meant to be... You know, it's a completely different style of game. But when I always used to play, like, first-person shooters, like Quake, when that was first played competitive, and we'd play that up with dial-up modem, my go-to strategy was to run backwards and shoot. Yeah. I would run backwards and
There's no shoot.
No, there's no shoot in this game, but it's still my reflex.
I remember when the beast would sneak up behind you and say, "Look behind you," and then it would shoot lightning at you.
I know it's not a particularly great analogy, but I don't know. Maybe it's just a hard one.
Play with the strategy for people there, and it was still.
It
great.
Was. Well, I mean, John was like, he was essentially trying to be a walkthrough, and he was like, "Do this, do this, do this," and then
like we were giving you like pretty big hints.
Yeah.
The puzzles that took us a while.
Yeah.
The one in the menu, that freaking piece of the picture that's in the menu.
Oh, we didn't do any of
the
pictures. We didn't do the
pictures.
We set the brightness to the suggested setting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when you got to find the peephole?
Yeah.
Yeah, complete black.
That
with the suggested brightness.
Especially when you're like running past it so fast. Yeah.
Is that a problem with the screen though, or is that...
No, it's just that they suggest you make it darker than you actually
Someone gets murdered in a bathtub, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. That number, like, I've read up so many theories and stuff about it.
Have they figured out that bit of the ARG yet?
The number is...
You turned him into a fangirl. Are you over this?
Oh my, I love... You don't know how much I love horror.
Mm.
Like,
so like 13 ghosts and all that sort of stuff.
Like,
is that your
horror.
Is that your bag? That's the bomb.
Play
yes.
Silent Hill 1, 2, and 3. Stop there. Don't
you,
play
you
any
must,
of the others.
Okay.
No, 4 was worth playing.
It
wasn't a good game, but it was worth playing.
Bits of 4 are worth playing. The headroom and the apartment.
Yeah, but Ben and I played 4
Not
together.
The wheelchairs.
The wheelchairs.
Sorry, go
or
no,
the
I
boss
say,
character.
I grew up in a household with a mother obsessed with Stephen King and Alfred Hitchcock. I like horror. Okay?
Well, even It?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was so... I was scared.
No, but Tim Curry
Too much
is
corn
awesome.
In that movie.
But Tim Curry looks awesome in that movie. Like, the look of Pennywise.
Well, yeah, the look is good,
the
but...
The look of Pennywise is... And Seth Green amuses me in
the
it.
Thing is...
Because I keep forgetting it's Seth Green, and then I watch it.
Oozing creamed corn. It's funny, Seth Green, little Seth Green, he's like in a really early episode of X-Files.
Really?
And he's just like, oh my God,
it's
so
tiny.
It's like watching Will Wheaton in early next gen episodes. It's like, it's
so
tiny.
Much tabletop research.
Shut up, Wesley.
Or that chicken Santa with muscles.
Yo. Oh, yeah, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, that was
10 out of 10. Best movie.
Guilt of that.
Hulk Hogan is Santa. That's all you
need. Oh, yeah, we watched that. That was our Christmas movie this
yeah.
year.
Not Die Hard. No, let's not watch Die Hard.
I suggested Die Hard. I had Die Hard downloaded as a Christmas movie. Oh,
hey, it's. Let's consider that my revenge for Mario Party.
Okay, well, next year.
I enjoyed it.
It was fine.
I kind of like it.
I wanted
was it
to
so
leave.
Bad?
It wasn't.
It was a little further bad than that.
Oh,
it wasn't as good as the Mario movie.
No. The Mario movie is a good
movie.
If you
I
ignore
like it. In that movie though.
Yeah.
I'm
if you
like,
ignore
what?
The fact it's supposed to be a Mario movie, that's a pretty good movie.
It's like
a proto Fifth Element.
Yeah, I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fifth Element.
I think it's
I
worth watching.
Watch this because I was busy when you guys were watching
it's
thing.
It's cheesy and corny.
Like it.
It's not a Mario movie. Ignore the fact that the word Mario is there and it's all right.
Okay. They
just
name drop a bunch
yeah.
of Mario stuff.
Like the Koopa Bros that were just two dudes walking around.
Iggy and Spike.
That
was great.
Thing they were doing to people. And a little bit of Yoshi. Anyway. Sorry, I'm a Yoshi fan. I'm sorry.
I like the
predictable.
Goombas.
I'm a girl. I like
yeah,
Yoshi.
The Goombas, like tiny
oh,
heads.
I wasn't going to say anything. You got very defensive all
Okay, you forget that I work at a video game store. The question I get asked on a daily basis is, do you actually play games?
The Sims,
no.
right? Just
never.
The Sims, only The Sims.
One question I got asked the other day when I answered, well, do adults play games? Because they were like, you asked me that's just like saying games are just for kids.
Yeah.
But they're not. I'm like, and they're not just for boys. And they're like, well, what games do girls like?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
Barbie.
Imagine
wedding
Saddle Club. Maybe there was a game that was based on that.
There would be at some point.
Stroke
yeah.
Something's made probably for the Game Boy
Imagine
Advance.
Imagine fashion designer DS games.
Or dogs. Or horses.
Nintendo
cats.
Dogs. Yeah.
Horse
yeah.
dogs.
Cats
horse.
With a
Nintendo
Z.
Because that makes
yeah.
it cool or something.
The Saddle Club Grand
Brats.
Gallop.
Oh wow, Gallop. That was a game. Was it GBA? I bet it was GBA.
No. Oh, you weren't there when we used to go to the Tuesday night weekenders. So. Bates and Matt used to play the Saddle Club game for shits and giggles.
No, it's on the PC.
Aren't
there
no.
any mods for
should pick
it?
Up
I'm actually just picturing Goat Simulator but with horses,
with horses
right now.
Yeah.
It's a tall goat.
Like that Legend
goat.
Of the Seven Crystals.
Game of the
Year. Oh, yeah.
The horse.
I love it.
Stupid
I don't know who goat. That game is for.
No idea.
stupid long horses. What's that quote for giraffes?
Oh, it's from Reddit. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they just go ballistic with that, with goats. And, you know, like, you got the tall goat.
Yeah.
And like, the feathered goat.
The big goat, which is just a whale.
Is there the... What was the Sonic one?
What about the demon goat, which is, like, two models smashed together that they made into an actual goat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you turn on... I can't remember which they were, but it's, like, one is a model from another game they've made, and one is the demon goat that you unlock, and it puts the model of the demon goat on the skeleton of this other, like, tripod turret thing, and you just get this horrific Slenderman goat. And then they made that a feature of the following map.
Yeah. Good. It wanders away around a graveyard.
Oh, that's right. No, it's actually called Slender Goat, isn't it?
Does it go staticky whenever you go near it?
No, I'm not sure. Not sure. Well, the screen goes, like, really dark or, like, red or something, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what that was in horror movies. Was it just, like, you know, the people's vision always comes through VHS or something like that?
But it's always found footage stuff.
Don't you guys always have, like, the flicker on your vision?
Mm.
Constantly?
You should watch Marvel.
We all know your vision.
So, never...
With Jenna Marvel's, right?
That one time I had to ask if that light was green.
Yeah, that's what I get.
So, shall...
Let's get to the next person.
Yeah, the next person after half an hour of whatever we've gentlemen. Would you like to say what you have been playing?
Still playing Persona 4. I beat the main story, and I'm in the process of doing the stuff for Marie. So I'm just before the ski trip.
Okay.
And after the ski trip, like, Marie's stuff unlocks.
During the ski trip.
I haven't got to it yet either.
Does by unlocks you mean chastity belt, or...?
No.
Well, no,
like,
I only
an extra dungeon and an extra scene in the end.
Oh, an extra
totally
dungeon,
worth
nice.
Watching.
Yeah, it's like a proper... It's the true ending.
Sorry, I was...
Did you... Because you've been playing as well.
The butt dungeon.
No, I'm on my new game plus as well. Trying to max out all my social links because I didn't get to do that last time.
I got most of them. I just missed a couple.
I missed a couple because I was on level 9 with Marie, and then I didn't realize that I wouldn't be able to level her up anymore after a certain
date.
If you do
the true ending and then play another playthrough after that, there's a new final boss who's Margaret.
Ooh.
Oh,
she's
not
a
final boss. She's an optional.
Oh, but she's like the...
She's
the
toughest fighting.
Seeing as, like, New Game Plus, I had so much money, I maxed her out first because I just went
into
this Velvet Room and just, like,
do you keep your level?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I got up to level 9 and then I had to, like, grind a dungeon to get to... You had to be, like, level 67 to do the Trumpeter or whatever the last one was. But yeah, no, I've been playing that too because
Did you pick the culprit? I already knew it beforehand, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I was like, so, like... I didn't pick it probably as early as some people, but I was just like, I always felt suspicious of them the whole time. I was
put him in what?
Yeah, I was like, but yeah, I got really confused with the culprit that they pretend it is for a while.
Oh.
Not the guy that you have to capture from.
Okay, the game is like 10 years old at this point. We're allowed to search.
Okay, the delivery guy.
Yeah, Namatame.
That confused me because I was like, but I was suspicious of Adachi.
it's a red herring.
Yeah,
and it turns out he's kind of a good guy and also kind of a dick at the same time.
You thought he was showing
the
right
investigator.
Yeah, Adachi's the assistant detective.
Oh my god, it got me so much when you think that Nanako dies.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, Nanako dies, I'm like, shit, I didn't
know
that.
I was just like, what? No!
You know there's an ending where...
She stays dead? I didn't know that there's an ending, she stays dead. And I was like, what? It's okay, she lived in my ending.
Yeah,
I didn't get the true ending.
All the bad
endings,
she dies.
She lived.
There's an ending where...
My little sister died.
Oh, right.
You know how you figure out it's Adachi and it says, do you want to tell your teammates?
Yeah.
If you say no, it like skips to the end and says...
You're like an accomplice.
But you have to have maxed out the Adachi socially.
Well, you get to 6, because you can't get it further than 6.
Maxed out at the point.
Oh, yeah, you max it out as far as you can. And then you become an accomplice.
I didn't have any with Adachi. I must have just like missed it. Because there's only certain times you can
change. Certain
days. And also he changes where he appears each time.
And I missed... I must have just
missed
that.
No, he doesn't.
He's always
in Juneers, but he...
And during the day, or he's at the south
end
of the thing.
Yeah, he's like right near the...
Sorry, we're just going
to... And sometimes I think you can only talk to
him
at night.
Yeah, some of his like social link events have to take place at night because you go
for dinner.
For dinner. Yeah,
yeah.
That's really good. So I'm going to keep finishing that. I might play through that again. Depends if I can get it done before Bloodborne comes out.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's a good portable game, so I'll still do that.
I read all the books. I maxed out most of the social links. I've got most of the compendium.
I think I'm at about 80%.
The hardest one that it's going to be is getting the Risei navigation lines. It's going to be a nightmare.
That's really
nightmare. It might be worth just playing through it to get all the other ones except for the Risei one and having a playthrough specifically for that. I've been playing Type Zero, which I got 2 days early for reasons.
Have you tried the demo yet?
Yeah,
because,
actually, I was playing it
because
as
we're a really
in.
Famous podcast, and people send us advanced releases of stuff.
But at the same time, I don't want to get, you know.
Oh no! Of course, no, I was giving you a reason. I was giving you.
Oh,
an
okay.
Out, man.
Yeah, yeah. We got
and my PlayStation Network account is.
Yeah. No, I got an early copy of that, so I've been playing that. You can definitely tell it's a PSP game. Like, it looks much better, but the camera is clunky as hell. I've been playing the episode Duskay, the Final Fantasy 15 demo.
Oh, right.
I was playing that just before, actually. It's really good. Really good. Like, I assume the combat system is what it will be minus magic. But if that's what it is, then it's like a more complicated Kingdom Hearts.
Casting your Fagaras or whatever.
No.
Which they'll make eventually.
Yeah. I love Kingdom Hearts, but the combat system was always very
simple.
It's
very XXXXXXX.
Whereas this is, it's like, you have like combos, but you attach, like you pull weapons out of thin air, basically. And you attach it to different bits of your combo. So you have like your thrusts, like your swings, jumping down and smacking stuff. Yeah.
Thanks, guys! Dodge, parry,
I'm listening. It's Beck the one that's looking at people and saying weird shit.
Anyway, it
we're all thinking
it.
Yeah.
Played PT. Been playing, what else did I get? Last of Us. I got the HD release of that.
I only played that a couple of months ago for the first time.
Yeah, I'm only up to... I've just got to the Crazy Man's...
Feels.
Crazy Man's house toward the start.
Mm.
I played up to that.
Sorry, has everyone here played through Last of Us?
No, I'm playing it now.
Okay, I'll save that for later then.
Yeah.
Have you seen the magazine yet?
Which one?
You'd know.
It's just got a giant dick on it.
Ellie finds a magazine.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty great.
Oh.
Is this something I can miss, or is it...
No,
it's a costume.
Oh, okay. Sure.
It's funny.
What a troll. And of course, lots of Monster Hunter, although not as much as Ben.
Once you've played Last of Us, you need to go onto YouTube and search Last of Us Alternate Ending. It's on like the PlayStation or the Sony official YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it's awesome.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything about
I
it.
I guess
but
we
it's
truly
awesome.
Are the last of us.
What is it, like a B grade ending or something, is it?
Basically, it was the last scene. I'm not going to say what it is because obviously Portlock's not there.
Yeah.
The last scene, they pretty much had the take, and the director goes up to one of the actors and just asks them to give them one line of direction, and they're not allowed to tell anyone else. And then they play out the scene with this one line of direction.
So it's an essentially like it's an impromptu type thing.
Yeah. Troy Baker's reply is flawless. it's awesome. I don't want to spoil it because like don't watch it until you play the end.
Of course.
Because it'll be major spoilers.
Yeah.
But. People should check it out because it's awesome.
Speaking of Troy Baker, did you know he's Kanji?
Really?
Yeah.
Makes so much sense. No wonder I like Kanji so much.
Are we back to Persona again?
minor Persona detour. I'm really...
God,
don't worry, Will. We haven't watched
another half-hour discussion.
Talk about we haven't watched the Persona 5 trailer yet either.
I need to
we might watch that after.
That's okay.
Just,
well, look at me.
Minor
space.
Aside, I'm really surprised Tara Strong hasn't done any voices yet.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be in Persona 5.
Well, that's okay. They
moving
use the same
on.
Voice actors each time.
Yeah. Next person can be Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Oh, I haven't been playing anything. That's fine.
That's alright. No, you can
gosh,
do it.
No,
right, there's literally no rhyme or reason. Live
the best to last.
Nice save.
in terms of new shit I've been doing, pretty much nothing.
Okay,
like,
next.
I've been playing...
I played Hotline Miami as well, but we can talk about it.
I haven't actually played Hotline Miami because I was waiting to see if it was bugged at all because, of course,
just
we can't get an actual...
download the GOG version.
Yeah, no, I'll be playing it pretty much after this. But I've been playing a game called Heroes and Generals, which is a really shitty free-to-play game.
Why?
It was free and it was only a gig.
It's got girls with
big
boobs in it.
But it had...
You
like, when I first started playing it... Will, please stop stroking my knee. It had this really like weird moment because you weren't like you're not playing as like a you know the hero or this like high ranking like you know
like
super,
WoW where
super
you're
soldier.
Like an actual champion.
Yeah, you're just like this bullshit run of the mill like
shit kicker.
Like, yeah. And it was good to just be like, fuck it, I'm a pawn. Let's go, like, fuck shit up. And it was cool. It had this, you know, nice feeling to it that you're just like a normal-ass soldier, not this hyped up Iron Man.
Bling-ass soldier.
Bling-ass.
Yes. Just got like 50 Cent rolling in one of those old Humvees.
Mm. I want my skull.
Because they stole his crystal skull that he was getting paid for his game.
Oh, right, right.
So then he went to the Middle East and fought Al-Qaeda.
That's right. Yes, yeah, sorry. That was
is that the game?
Does anyone...
Yeah, that's the 50
oh,
Cent.
Wow.
What, Blood on the Water or Blood on the Sand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second and greatest of the 50 Cent games.
There were
there's
two
more than one?
Yeah, there's 50 Cent Bulletproof on
oh,
the
PS3. That's
right,
yeah.
There's a PS3 one, that's all I know about, because it's in the drawer at work. There's a pre-owned
and
game,
is,
and it's
it
been
be
there,
there
for
forever.
Like, it's been there forever. No one's ever bought it. It's been there since
I
started
why.
There.
I remember
yeah.
there being, like, back when I used to buy physical copies of games, I was looking through the second-hand, like, the pre-owned ones, and this is when PS2 was still a thing that people were making for. There was this game that looked really cutesy, and it was called Ninja Bread Man. And
oh,
there was like 6,000 copies of it in the thing. So a lot
for
of people must
reason.
Have gone, oh, this looks interesting, and then gone, this is a piece of shit. And then
oh.
traded in for 50 cents.
It's pretty well regarded as one of the worst PlayStation 2 games.
No, some shovelware's alright. I bought Zombie Zone for $5, and that's the first on Air Chambara game.
What is a non-Air Chambara?
You know that game with the girl in the bikini and the cowboy hat and the zombies and the
yes.
blood?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that.
Oh, okay.
What's Chambara again?
It's like kind of a samurai era police person.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
It's a play on words.
I get the play on words, Ben.
Oh.
For those listening at home
who perhaps know enough Japanese to know what On Air Chan means.
On Air Chan.
On Air, not Oni. On air is
older
system.
Oh.
Well, you can have that too.
Oni Chanbar.
No, on air chan dame.
It is on air chanbar, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not one chanbar,
yeah.
As John puts it.
John, so cultured.
His Japanese pronunciation is impeccable.
To be fair, it is completely phonetic. Very
yes.
easy to screw up.
But I managed it the other day. I was trying to like make it French or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you just drop the vowel at the end.
Yeah,
which you kind of do with this.
Japanese
but...
French.
No, I was
only
like trying to put
one
like,
of those things
can't
happen.
One of these things. Have you been playing anything
apart from
shitty free to play games?
I've been playing like League, Counter Strike, and Bioshock Infinite as well. Doing all of the options that I didn't do the first time.
How many hours in
Counter
Strike
and Bioshock Infinite?
I'm hoping to break a K by the end of the month.
1,000 hours.
Yeah, I have one. 1,000.
Oh,
play Infinite.
I don't know how I've avoided
play,
spoilers.
Play
no, I've got
it's
two in
really
Infinite at home. I just haven't played.
I played
them
all backwards.
So
I played Infinite
two
and then
is there any story in
two?
Two's
fine.
Good.
It's just not as good as Infinite or one.
Well, I'll just play through the story of two.
Yeah.
And then go
although
the
to be fair,
Infinite.
If you do play two, play Melee Build because the drill
is
amazing.
The
most
satisfying
weapon.
Melee games
yeah.
anyway. I'm terrible at shooting.
It's super satisfying.
You have
charge,
two hands, right? One of them is a drill, literally just a drill. The other holds guns.
Just use the
I'm
drill.
Just
you
evil,
got
like Evil Dead
don't
right
it.
Now. Except that's a chainsaw hand, but still.
No, don't drill break
me. My drill will be the one to pierce the will.
I'm trying to keep myself pure.
Prince Albert!
Why do I have so many mental images right
I'm
now?
Saving
you don't have the one.
For
no, you shouldn't have the one.
I had the one, and then Ben shouted
I must
Prince Albert something, and I got another drill going.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Junketsu.
So only bot stuff.
Butt stuff.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
remain version, pure. So only butt stuff.
Only butt stuff.
Good to know.
Doesn't
oh, there's
count.
That video. Oh, what's that? The two chicks that do the comedy music?
Yeah.
You know the video
yeah,
I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
girls, one
it's
cup.
The loophole.
Only butt stuff. Exclusively.
I still haven't seen that. I'm so proud about that.
Don't worry about it. It's not
that interesting. Not going to miss anything.
I've seen Hatchet versus Genitals, so I feel I'm done.
Yeah.
Right.
Who won? Genitals, right?
Hatchet. Hatchet one defender.
My iron balls.
They weren't made of iron.
So Beck, would you like to tell us what video games you
sure.
have been playing?
Perfect.
Just to
and you don't even have to go into like the last 2 weeks. You can say anything.
Well, no,
and make shit up.
Well, I have just started The Evil Within. I'm a bit behind because I do like my horror games. So far, it's not very scary. Like, it's,
I heard it was more of an action horror game than an atmospheric horror game.
So, what kind of game is it? I'm
it's
not
like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
It's,
well,
it's
very
by
Resident Evil 4.
Of Resident
I think so.
I was going to say, like from what I've seen of it, it basically just looks like a more actiony RE4. But I haven't gotten far through RE4, and I haven't even played.
Yeah.
I haven't even played RE4.
I'm only like through chapter 3 or something of Evil Within, but that's kind of the feel I'm getting from it.
How many chapters are there?
Probably like 8 or something, I'm
okay.
going to guess.
Yeah.
I also, before that, I just finished... I'd finally played season 1 of Walking Dead. That's something I only just played.
Congratulations. I got too stressed.
And...
too many decisions.
I had to pause. No, seriously, I paused the game at points. I was just like, I can't take... No, that's too much to think about.
That's the
point.
Clementine will remember that.
Yeah. It's okay, because... Yeah, no, Clementine
I kind of murdered
place.
A guy in front of her. I felt a little bad after that.
Oh, hey, what would you like
it
to...
It wasn't
the to buy
today.
I know the dairy
she was going to see it.
You know the dairy farm?
Yeah.
The whole time, like, my friend that lent me the game is like, you have to tell me every choice you make the whole time at the dairy farm.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like it. I don't like it. He's like, what do you not like? I'm like, it's just all these little things. I just don't like it. I don't trust them. And he's
like,
but they're
like
lovely.
It.
Why don't you trust them? I'm like, I don't trust them. It seems
yeah,
too
no,
good
I,
to be true.
I had it picked straight away what the twist was going to be.
I didn't pick the twist as such. It's like, I got about halfway through, I think. Especially when the guy that got shot with the arrow, you're like, where
yeah.
is he? Why did they have meat? and yeah, I also recently played Alien Isolation.
How's
that?
I actually
Whoa,
liked it.
Jinx.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I wasn't expecting much from it, so that probably helped. It does drag on a bit in bits. Of course, the alien is awesome.
And then you get a flamethrower at the end or something?
Oh, you get a flamethrower in it, which is awesome. The face huggers were so frustrating because they would just make a noise and you couldn't see where they were coming from, and next thing, one hit kill, and you're like... and the frickin' androids were really annoying.
Like a more
new
sexy
alien
crime.
Movie actually coming out by Neil Blomkamp.
Neil Armstrong.
Mine Blomkamp.
Oh god,
I feel bad.
Moving
I
on.
Tried to bail halfway through that.
You can't take it off the internet, Jonathan. As an aside, right? Why do you have a league thing here open saying Urgot has a higher win rate than LeBlanc?
Oh, I thought that was interesting because Urgot sucks dick and LeBlanc doesn't.
Yeah, it's because of the pick rate. If something's got a low pick rate, the values are going to be skewed because probably
yeah,
the only
who
people
the
that
fuck are
Urgot.
Urgot.
It's
people who are good at Urgot.
People who are good
but
at
like,
Urgot.
But like Urgot.
But he hasn't
like,
been buffed really yet. Oh, I suppose
he
did. He got a mana. Anyway, we'll move on. We don't
Wait,
have to talk about LOL.
Urgot is a shit LOL.
Let's talk about the league.
Yeah, let's talk about the
game.
League.
We'll have a league cast.
The TSM, that's
sorry,
game.
You're talking about Evil Within.
Oh, no, like it's just. It's very action-y so far. Like
so you're not feeling particularly scared. It's not atmospheric.
Not, yeah,
you prefer
not,
the atmospheric stuff.
I prefer like psychological,
like the
horror,
Silent Hill,
like
kind of.
Silent Hill PT.
Or is that
awesome,
one where you're in the freaking asylum? What's that game?
Outlast.
That's the one.
I enjoyed
Outlast,
Outlast
yeah.
actually. Have you played
Did you play Five Nights at Freddy's?
Oh, okay. Five Nights at Freddy's is amazing. I've only played one and half of two. Because I'm actually filming it with some friends and we have to wait until we have time to actually film the episodes. I've somehow avoided watching anything about 3 except for the trailer so far.
Mm.
But no, like, one I loved so much because I'd never really played a horror game where you can't move.
Mm.
And you're just waiting for things to come to you. And I was like, that's kind of what made it for me. But then I just picked up the mechanisms really, really easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that scary because I just knew how everything worked.
Yeah, from what I've heard about 3 is sort of once you pick up on what the strategies are, a lot of the scary goes away.
So far that's the same with 1 and 2 for me as well. Like 2, it's taking me longer to pick up on things because you have more to do in 2 than you did in 1. 1's just like watch the cameras and if you need to close the doors.
Mm.
But don't do it too much because then you'll run out of power.
Yeah.
Whereas in 2 so far it's like there's no doors.
Is 2 the one with the vents and then the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like flashlight,
oh,
head,
the light as well,
wind
yeah.
the music box, flashlight, head, watch the vents, music box. And you're like,
yeah.
oh, too many things to think about. Which is me. It's awesome.
Have you heard where the origin of the game come from?
Chuck E. Cheese?
No,
okay.
So, like, the original, the developer of the game.
Is this the
game theory
the
guy?
No, the actual developer.
Oh, okay, no.
So the actual game developer.
Sorry, I thought you meant the game theory, not the developer.
No.
I was going to say the game theory.
The game theory.
That's just a theory.
Yeah.
A game theory. Thanks for watching.
He made a really crappy, like,
might as well have been free.
Religious games, wasn't it?
No, that's another thing entirely. But yeah. He made like a game where you're like this bear chopping down wood, and it looked complete trash. It looked atrocious. And Jim Sterling did a review of it where he said that all of the characters looked like creepy animatronics. Like, so completely... Yeah, so he said, well, screw this. I'm going to make a game about creepy animatronics.
And it's
Five Nights at Freddy's,
It wasn't Bear Simulator that he made.
You'd have to watch it. It looks terrible. I'm surprised that he's managed to get so much success because all of his other games look atrocious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good on him.
Like,
well, of course,
Five Nights at Freddy's is clearly not the prettiest game I've ever played.
Heck no.
But it's all about the atmosphere.
Yeah, but it takes what it has and it works really well.
Yeah. That's what I found. Because they do look so creepy. Oh
yeah, yeah.
If you like horror games, you should check out a game called Clock Tower for the Super Nintendo. I reckon that's my favourite horror game.
Did Project Scissors get funded? There's a new one got
kickstarted. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Let's have a look.
It did get a name, though, and I forget what it was.
Do you know that was Indiegogo that I saw that I'm super hyped about is Con Man?
I don't know that.
I don't know anything
Alan
about Tudyk that.
Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion? Well, it's Alan Tudyk. He's making like a short mini-series.
He was the one that died at the end of
Firefly.
Yes. Yeah,
Serenity. Serenity, sorry. It's Firefly Universe.
Yeah.
The Leaf on the Wind.
Yeah. The, essentially...
Spoilers for all the people who haven't seen Firefly, jeez.
Get on that.
Sitting right here. have you not seen Firefly?
Well, I figure if I finish it, then it'll just break my heart.
Oh.
So if I don't watch it, then I don't have to worry
about
that.
Stuff,
but the stuff that is there is so good. You're doing yourself a disservice.
That's exactly why I shouldn't watch it.
But I say Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk are two of my favourite actors. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Is that because they're hot?
Not really. Okay. Nathan Fillion is handsome, but...
Mm-hmm.
If he offered, I think nobody, I think everyone at this table would.
He's a gentleman.
Couldn't give a shit.
But no, Con Man is like this series that Alan Tudyk's like written and starring and directing, and he plays a actor who played a pilot on a cancelled sci-fi show.
Oh, okay.
And Nathan Fillion is playing an actor who played a captain on a cancelled sci-fi show who has gone on to become super successful, and it's their like experiences at conventions.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff behind the scenes at conventions that people don't really see.
Right.
The video for it's just hilarious, and because I think Alan Tudyk
is this a series that they're making? Or?
Yeah, it's already, like on the day it launched, it was already like three times the budget that they wanted for it, so...
Yeah,
so it's
you,
getting
you
made.
You get a good name attached to a crowdfunding thing, and that sort of thing happens.
Well, yeah, it's made by Alan Tudyk, and Nathan Fillion's there, and they're gonna have like Seth Green in it, and the girl that played Zoe in Firefly is gonna be in it. I always forget her actress's name.
I don't know.
The one that was married to Wash.
Yeah,
I know who you mean.
I remember.
I know her name.
I know the other female characters. I don't know her because she hasn't been in really anything else.
She was in an episode of Castle.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
The show with
it's like Bones
Fillion.
With Nathan Fillion.
Oh,
I love it.
Bone Fillion?
Probably because I love Nathan Fillion, but I love it.
I liked Bones, and then it jumped a
skeleton.
Jumped the shark.
Jumped the shark.
Not again. This podcast goes between fucking Skeleton Man and Persona.
So we got
like
the Persona
cast about the Skeleton
Man.
I like
that there's like this whole list of documents and notes, and none of them have been covered.
It's the Skeleton Man persona.
Kanji's first persona is kind of like Skeleton.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Did you know?
Don't,
as an aside,
please, no.
Did you know that, like, during...
oh, damn.
It's
a Skeleton Man
cast. During January, you can, like, get a third upgrade to their personas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I found, like, Is January, like, after...
I think it's, like, just before the ski trip, but after you've caught Adachi.
Yeah, I did...
During winter.
A couple of them I leveled up past max just because I was like, oh, nobody else that I need to level up is here today. I might as well just spend time with this person.
Yeah.
And then it leveled up again. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Ugh. Persona's terrible. Let's talk about space.
baby.
But
oops,
no, I was just saying, I'm actually just going to try and half segue into the first dot point there, but...
we're missing Ben.
Yeah,
hasn't done
this.
Oh, I thought you said
Persona. I thought you talked about your stuff.
No,
I haven't.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Go, Ben.
We love you. We just don't notice
so,
you sometimes.
Segueing on incredibly smoothly from horror games, I played Resident Evil Revelations 2, which is super good.
Is it good? I've been
yeah.
Really
is it?
Good.
It's a real return to form. It's not super horror. It's probably. It's horror-er than three-quarters of Resident Evil 6 and all of Resident Evil 5.
Resident Evil 6 wasn't What point of that was horror?
The Leon campaign.
Oh, I think that was the only one I could.
Okay, well, you completely avoided the good bit of the game.
Oh,
because I played that first. I'm like, I don't know what everyone's complaining about. And then I moved on to the Chris campaign and thought, fuck this game.
See, because the Leon one was multiplayer, and I just played the game multiplayer. And the only reason I enjoyed it so much is because it was fucking hilarious.
Maybe it was. I don't know. You did always have two characters with you. There was Leon and the new girl who was like the president's aide.
Oh, no, I think there was. We had them nicknamed. It was the hair and the tits.
Leon
had really nice hair.
I can't actually remember her because I can only remember characters who appeared in Resident Evil 1 through 3.
You're the tits, Will. You know.
So, yeah, two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. There's a lot of content in there for what you pay for it. It's an episodic format, so you can get the first episode for, I think, about $8 Australian. And there's probably 2 to 3 hours worth of content there for just the story. And then there's the raid mode, which is sort of an RPG mechanic. It's a lot like Resident Evil The Mercenaries, a minigame that's in a lot of the other Resident Evil games. It's a lot of fun, and you can unlock stuff in that. And I bought the season pass, and I haven't played the second episode yet. I think we're up to the third, or maybe even finished it. But
well, it
I'm definitely going to play.
Today.
Oh, okay. Well, then they
so
must have released the final episode. Yeah, I can't wait to play more of it. I think it's great.
I don't feel so bad about accidentally thinking that it was a remake of Resident Evil 2.
No, you should still feel bad because fuck you.
That was. I think we've gone over.
We have gone over.
Yeah, last week. You're a horrible person.
I am a horrible person.
Other than that. I on a whim decided to play a little bit of Monster Hunter.
A little bit.
On
I played a little bit of Monster Hunter. You played a
little
bit of Monster Hunter.
And so I played a little bit of that, and then I played a lot of that, and I haven't stopped playing that.
He's playing
Monster Hunter 4 is amazing.
It's the best Monster Hunter.
It's the best Monster Hunter.
By a wide margin.
And it is the best in the monster hunting genre. If you're at all... No, seriously.
Like,
you're all interested
like
in hunting
we played...
If you have any interest in any game of this sort... Freedom Wars, God's Eater, Tokiden,
Soul Sacrifice.
Go for
Monster
you
Hunter.
Need to play Monster.
Those are a lot of words. Yeah, I recognize none of.
Yeah, because you have no taste.
I do have no taste.
They've made it a lot more accessible. I would maybe complain that they've locked off a little bit for too long. Things like customizing your cat people helpers. You don't get that until about a quarter of the way through the caravan quests, which is the main single.
What do you mean the customer? You mean when you go to
when
some
you get,
snuggle?
When you get new ones and you give them new equipment.
Okay.
I would have liked to have been able to do that a little bit earlier, but in terms of spacing out what you're supposed to learn so that there's no information overload and actually explaining how things work.
Not to mention
worlds better than 3. And 3 was better than any of the others.
Not to mention there's like it's not so much a story. Well, there is kind of story.
It's pretty basic, but it's nice to have something.
But all I'm basically getting at is the girl mum is the best character.
She is in the, yeah, she's great.
The person who gives you your quests is just the best. She's a little eccentric.
She calls you Doodle.
Yeah. From the very first time. It's like, oh, hey, what's your name? Actually, no, I'm just going to call you Doodle. And then she compliments your eyebrows.
Hey, Doodle, take me on one of your quests. You can put me in your gathering pouch. What do you mean I won't fit?
She tells you to, like, make dinosaur noises so she can sketch you for science.
Or to get bitten by a dinosaur so she can sketch the bite marks.
Again, for science, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Always for science.
She's great. And then,
well, she's got good motivations.
Yes. And then you get annoyed at her and she's like, what? I don't understand why you're angry with me. Oh, okay, I get it. You want credit. Yeah, I'll write your name in the bottom here.
Yeah, the monster design as well is better than anything else in the genre. And it's just so much fun to play.
Mm.
I didn't like the games at first when I played them, but coming from Dark Souls, I think that was what I really needed to make me enjoy them. So if you've played them before and didn't like them, maybe give them another go. There's a demo available on the eShop if you've got there's something on my shirt.
You got barbecue sauce stuck to you.
I'm saving it for later.
Okay. The weapons are all pretty satisfying to use.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with the hammer. It's a lot faster than I would have expected.
With the new 3DS, the nub is really good. Like, it took me a little while to get used to it, but just for, like,
maybe
little,
it's
the touch-ups.
Just me, but I feel like when you first got 3DS, that nub was a little stiff, but it seems to have loosened up over time.
It will.
Thanks, Will. Yeah, it's...
Sorry.
Maybe I
interjected
a little
too
heavily using it.
Sorry?
Maybe I've just gotten more used to
it. I think
it,
it's just
the... It definitely seems easier.
Yeah, it's... definitely the best Monster Hunter game, and I wish I could play it more, but I only have so many hours in a day. So you're like leagues. You're in a high rank, yeah, and I'm
I've just
I think
started,
I'm like rank 5.
I've started high rank, but now I've gone back to do some of the
is it
Guildhall quests.
Mm-hmm. One of these games you can spend potentially hundreds of hours in if you want.
I've spent 30 hours in and I'm nowhere near anyway.
I've spent just shy of 60 and I'm a casual.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah,
pro
you could
yet.
You could easily casual. Spend 200 hours. Yeah. Very, very easily.
Jesus.
Depends how
I
lucky
you
are with
the time for that shit.
So yeah. Well, but it's all enjoyable. It's like the world's best skin of
box. They've announced that the Monster Hunter Frontier G, which is the more massively multiplayer one, is coming out in English, so that should be interesting.
On what?
Definitely Vita.
Oh, okay.
But it has been released in Japan for just about everything.
Well, that's because it's Monster Hunter in Japan. It's
Vita, Wii U, PS3,
was it
maybe even 360.
Monster
PC.
Hunter that they had to bring in the lore, or was this just a...
No, that's
Dragon
that's
Quest. Dragon Quest. Where it wasn't allowed to be released on a weekday,
yeah,
so that people wouldn't
skip work. It's basically
work.
One of the pillars
like,
that hold Capcom.
Remember Final Fantasy at its height?
Mm.
Dragon Quest is bigger than that.
Wow!
In Japan,
yeah. Over here, it's barely really gained the traction.
No.
Mm.
They did really try to push it a few years back. They did re-releases of all the DS ones and brought them out over here, and they were all really good.
Mm.
But yeah, it just sort of never really picked up.
Hmm. Can we segue from this into our first point?
That depends what our first point is.
It's the really, really important one.
It's a really important one.
Dragon Quest
kind of sounds like
request to leave a company.
It wasn't a request.
Kojima.
It was okay. Kojima is leaving Konami.
Well, you just ruined the segue.
Yeah, no.
So rough.
You were taking too long. And the
I found a segue.
I say, I know everyone cares more about Metal Gear Solid right now, but I'm caring about Silent Hills.
Yeah, I was going to say Silent Hills is
like,
up in the air.
I was really waiting
for Kojima to announce that he was directing Turtles in Time 2.
No, Kojima is set to leave after Metal Gear Solid 5.
Which is September.
Yeah.
But Silent Hills, I mean, when I found out it was Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro, I was just like,
We don't know how far along it is in development.
I know, and that's why I'm worried. I realize Kojima's only
wraps.
One man, and he's
but
not
he's the man.
Konami.
He's
Konami.
A visionary.
Like,
realistically,
you know,
Konami is in serious trouble after Kojima leaves.
Mm.
Yeah,
like, what do you know that the
they're,
Kojima...
Their tentpole franchises are Metal Gear, which they're losing with Kojima, Castlevania, which they lost with Lords of Shadow, and what else?
That said, do you think they're going to try with Metal Gear? Maybe not Metal Gear Solid, but do you think
I think they will definitely try and carry it. Like, a name that big, how can you not?
Mm.
Exactly.
And I think after, you know, give it a couple of years and people have started to forget about the three Lords of Shadow games, they're absolutely going to try and revive Castlevania again.
Also important, Kojima is leaving with a bunch of lead devs.
Oh.
And he's going to... He seems likely to make his own company.
Nice.
Which, okay, so...
Brand new IP. Yay!
No, not just that, but like Kojima has been wanting to make like what Kojima wants to make, but Konami have always been like cracking the whip. No, you're going to make Metal Gear Solid.
On the leash.
Right. So I want to see what Kojima's going to make.
Does when he goes full Kojima.
I know.
That's all
and it would be. We're just going to have to see how it pans out. Although apparently he did not leave happily.
He'll create
or
the new
is
game.
Not leaving
He'll create like Noisy Valley or something like that.
Yeah, but
so
but Kojima isn't really a director known for horror, so there's nothing to say that he would create a new horror game.
But if Del Toro is involved,
horror.
Del Toro is probably one of my favorite horror directors from the recent era of horror movies. Like
he wanted to do Mountains of Madness. No one? Okay, it's a Lovecraft.
Oh, right.
Lovecraftian.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
It's the one about
was
the,
that the Invisible
Explorers.
Monster?
I can't remember if that was that one. They basically find a bunch of stuff on a research expedition to the Antarctic.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different one. I always get the names mixed
anyway,
up.
Anyway, that would have been really cool. Like a Cthulhu-style thing.
Well, Del Toro has awesome style. Like, anyone that's seen Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, Pan's
Labyrinth's
great.
The monsters in that are awesome.
Well, yeah, I can see his style slotting in perfectly to Silent Hill, just given the old monster designs.
That's why I want it so much.
Ben, who likes giant mechs, hasn't seen Pacific Rim yet.
I haven't seen Pacific
really?
Rim either. No.
It's amazing. It's not horror, but it's amazing.
Do girls pilot the Max?
The AI.
Oh, the AI.
Yeah, the AI's voice is GLaDOS, yeah.
Helen something. I can't remember her name.
DeGeneres.
No. Helen... I'll play it.
Page.
Just keep swimming. Helen just keep Page. Swimming. Just keep swimming.
Ellen Page?
Ellen
no.
Klein.
No.
Alan Pern.
Alan McLean.
McLean.
Alan Page.
Alan
I remember when Portlock had a huge crush on Alan Page.
I still do. She's great.
Fair
yeah, but she's a lesbian.
Yeah, which means
I don't
you
care.
Can get none
of still have a crush on her.
Alan Page and Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
I mean, Ellen DeGeneres is cool, but...
Ellen DePeneres?
What?
Maybe not.
Did you know she's married to Portia de Rossi?
I didn't know that.
I've been married forever.
Yeah, I
know. Literally forever.
Good pick.
It's the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Dawn of time.
She's the sister right. from
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
I can't control the inflection of my voice.
Yeah.
Well, you
sorry.
Said Arrested Development?
No.
Really?
No, I tried watching
what?
It. It wasn't my cup of tea.
You drink coffee. That's why.
Get out.
Tea.
I'm not saying your taste is bad, but your taste is bad.
I know. Just, I felt like I was too old for it.
Too old. There's so many layers. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Onions have lid.
You should also try Persona. Persona is really good.
Get your Shrek out of here.
Shrek is love.
But baby.
No, baby. Have you seen the animation?
You take
all right, moving on. There's a point here. I don't know who wrote it.
I think this was Beck literally just before.
Ben
no,
likes
I,
butts, all the butts.
I added all of the butts because I looked over and said that it said saw that it said Ben likes butts. So I
well,
thought that I would add that Ben likes all of the butts. He doesn't discriminate.
I used to be a boob man and then I played Bayonetta.
Oh, I see.
Nothing trumps the rock, my friend.
Strange, my hardware version here didn't update.
That's because it's bad and you need to use a digital
and you
version.
Should feel bad.
Okay, we need to move on because time. Final Fantasy X and X-2, the remastered versions have been listed for a PC release.
Hot
damn!
That's all I have to say on that.
I played ten. I played the remastered version of ten on my Vita. It's really good.
Do they still ha ha?
Of course they
it
do.
It makes more sense in context.
Right.
I don't think it's
sorry,
that bad.
I know where the ha-ha's coming from.
Ha-ha!
It's just like,
I was gonna
say, wow, Beck really hates 10 and 10 too.
I didn't get that either, but now I do.
10 2 is great.
You've
got to get the extended
rip our microphone. And the levels.
No,
oh,
we'll
God,
just use the other
levels.
One.
We have
levels
up.
The levels.
Well, the levels in the game was...
didn't really have levels. You kind of spent them to move on the sphere grid.
I really like sphere grid. It's amazing.
I like sphere grid as well. And they tried to do that other thing with the block thing. I didn't think that worked
quite
as well.
The job board?
What was the 12
I
like
the job board. That was in 12.
Yeah, I liked it so much I made all my characters exactly the same.
I must say, I've never played 10-2 though.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Dress
up,
it's decent.
It's
got some
it's
interesting
yeah,
ideas. It's just kind of lazy.
Yeah,
10 was the one with Sin, right?
That's 10.
Yes.
That is 10? Good.
10-2
yeah.
was
I've never
the
played
one.
A Final Fantasy game.
10-2
was
the one
kind of
where you dress up.
The pop concert at the start.
You played 10, yeah?
I played 10, yeah.
Doesn't you guys care if we spoil 10?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So
you know how Tidus basically like fades away.
Yeah.
Tired ass.
10-2 is basically, you know, going, oh yeah, I hate that Tidus faded away. We've got to go find.
Well, he's got to be somewhere. I mean, it's not like he just faded out of existence.
So it like ruins the entire premise of the end of 10. It's like you got just got to let go because, you know, that's the way it works. Yeah, I know. It's still sad. I knew it was coming.
Okay,
I was whistling
that just
let it
makes
go.
Me think of like I haven't watched Shield.
Don't.
But the fact that Coulson's in it, I'm like, doesn't that ruin the whole reason why Coulson died in Avengers?
But
I haven't seen S.H.I.E.L.D.,
he,
so I don't
never,
know the context behind
it. Oh, I think
because they're like,
S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, that's
hints
entirely
in
different.
Avengers where, like, there's blood on them for some reason, which wouldn't have made sense. Anyway, it's alright.
Those cards were in his locker.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Professionalism!
I'm sorry!
I missed one.
Will was wondering what I was doing. I was cleaning my phone screen so I could rub a penis into it and show it.
It looks like it's got tiny little ball legs.
So it can run around on its paws.
I'm sorry.
So that's what I was doing.
I'm sorry, I tried to keep it in, but it didn't work.
We'll find Monster Monkeys.
It's a good game.
I want to play it if I could be bothered getting onto the.
Let's talk. Given that we already talked about Final Fantasy,
let's talk about
the
Persona.
Let's talk about the other little bit of Final Fantasy news and the 13-year-old MMO Final Fantasy 11.
Is yours completely out of order, or are we hopping around?
I'm hopping around
because I thought we'd talk about Final Fantasy with Final Fantasy.
There's another one lower down with Final Fantasy Type Zero and Episode Duske.
Well, I didn't read that.
Where,
you already talked about that. Do you want to talk about it more? Do you want to talk about it more?
No one else has played it, so we'll move on.
I didn't want to
hurt
your feelings.
I can talk
about
it with Ben. Fight.
Do we hurt your feelings?
Kiss.
Do you want to talk about it? You can talk about it.
Would you like to suck a dick?
I would love to suck a dick. Get some of that.
We'll move on.
Just kiss the tip.
Kiss the 13. Nurture it.
Ladies, please.
What about ladies?
Oh, Final Fantasy 11, rather. Yeah, although 13 did come out on the PC.
It did come out on
the
PC.
Don't play it. It's not very good.
No.
But, I mean, is anyone sad that it's finally... I mean, apparently...
No, it's not finishing. It's
no,
just,
it's still on
they're,
PC.
They're wrapping it up for 360 and PS2.
At this stage, we're a reasonable amount through the PlayStation 4. I think it's reasonable they stop PlayStation 2.
The MMO is still alive.
Oh, yeah,
I played it fairly
but
recently.
But at the same time,
really?
How much do you think it's costing to support
to keep
PlayStation
servers
2?
Up. Well, I mean,
it probably runs on a PlayStation 2. Have you seen that game?
But they have to print PlayStation 2 stuff.
No, I mean the server is probably a PlayStation 2.
Yeah. No, but like you have to print PlayStation 2 discs.
No, they
won't
be making discs anymore. They're just the servers would just be up.
No,
still.
They do have to put the discs out.
What, how do you get DLC on a PlayStation 2?
Oh, good point. Hard drives.
Yeah, no. That when they released the expansion, I think it was.
There's
the year
no integrated
last.
Store.
Sorry.
There's no integrated store on the PlayStation 2.
No, there isn't.
So you have to print this. Anyway, I assume it will still be around on the PC, and the three people still playing on the PlayStation 2 are probably pretty angry.
Yeah.
Is anyone playing A Realm Reborn?
We played it when it came out.
It's really good.
Yeah. Oh, the expansion
hell of a combat.
That,
it just doesn't seem like it's been selling very well, that's all.
It sold excellent when it came
the
out.
Mood
yeah.
to, I,
it's one of the higher paying, like higher subscriber number paid MMOs around.
It's really
Speaking
good.
Of that, I feel like Elder Scrolls is going to peak soon because
it's
buy to play. Yeah, you buy the game and you don't have to pay the subscription anymore.
It
so
is.
I feel
like
people are actually going to start playing it.
No, it's not going
to. I think people have seen enough of it already to know that it's not worth it.
I've had enough. I'm done.
Except
I'm
for
done.
All the people that don't play PC and just play console games, they'll try it. There
just bring out Phantasy Star Online 2 here. It's all I want.
Why?
We played a little bit of that. But
yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah, it's the most breast customization I've ever seen in a video game.
It's the most customization in general I've ever seen.
You can pick which direction your nipples point.
Not yet.
The cross-eyed now, yay! I'm going to need glasses for them.
All of the directions.
Is that the one on the GameCube?
No, the original was on the GameCube, and then they released a sequel to it for the PC.
Oh, okay.
Which
we kind
of hacked because it's only in Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, Oceanic version, which is terrible.
How is it terrible?
Because it's way behind in content
and
the translation is awful.
Yeah.
And there's no Attack on Titan thing. Titan.
None of us have seen Attack on Titan.
I don't even know what you guys are on about.
It's a
like
Titan theme. It's great.
The theme for Attack on Titan, it's an anime series, is amazing.
Ah, right.
There's like this guy, he pops up behind a wall and does this, and then everyone dies.
What does
and
he
so
do?
That's what I understand. He flips the bird with
the gives
fingers.
The double bird.
You
pops
shouldn't have explained
it.
You should have just
pops up over the fence, and he's like,
"Have you seen the one with Mayuri from Steins Gate?" She pops up over the wall and says "Tuturu." Anyway, moving on. Where are you hopping to next? Well,
I don't know. I just thought we'd put
the
Final Fantasy news together.
Fly to the Navigator over here. Where are we going today? That's a space joke.
Elite.
Star Citizen Client expected to be around 100 gig because reasons.
That's big. It's already humongous.
It's fucking stupid. This game, honestly, is just stupid on so many
and
levels.
It's over 70 mil now as well. It's just, it's incredible.
Jesus.
Their patching process is really poor. I downloaded the update for it the other day because I thought I might play something. But then I didn't because I couldn't find where my joystick was. I found where my joystick was in the end.
Cool
but anyway,
story.
Glad
shut
we got
up.
There.
I reckon every time that they bring out a patch, it like says patching. And normally you would expect in a patch, okay, let's change the stuff that's changed. I think
that's what you do. Yeah.
I think they just send out the game again because I downloaded a 13 gigabyte patch.
That's not a patch. Well,
no, it's just the game
something
again.
Is broken.
I'm pretty sure they just throw the game out again and that's all they do. But at least their download servers seem to be pretty good because we were getting it pretty fast.
To be fair, we have amazing
internet. Yes.
We have the NBN here, yeah.
Can I steal it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can download whatever you want. We've got
I just want to steal your NBN and take it to my...
No, we've grown rather
rip
fond
up the
of
cables.
We have grown very fond of it.
Hook it up to my veins.
You're welcome to, you know, sleep on a couch and just be like, NBN. Download all of that stuff that you've got to download.
I don't really need to download that much. I'm just jealous because it'll be a lot quicker for you guys.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
So we'll lump the Nintendo stuff together. Nintendo to allow first party developed.
Who put all the Nintendo news in? Was it you, man?
Me.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
Yeah.
Nintendo-ous.
Spec. People are going to be developing smartphone games with Nintendo first party IPs.
Really?
Yeah.
They're letting that happen.
They're listening to the shareholders.
Yeah, unfortunately. This is the beginning of the end.
But
I thought the beginning of the end happened like
the,
16 months ago.
No, Rapture hasn't
happened. No, okay, so Nintendo are like they're super cashed up.
Yeah, they could survive at a loss for the next 50 years and it'd still be fine.
It's because of the Amiibos, man. Fucking Amiibos.
No, it's just because of
Ben. Well, maybe they'd make more money on them if they put more out.
Australia is selling the most Amiibos out of any country.
It's all Ben. It's all Ben.
I think per capita because we have not enough stock for demand. We've been
it's been sold out everywhere.
It's
the whole world has gotten on.
We've had Japanese imports of Amiibos.
That's where my Captain Falcon, Little Mac, and Pet came from.
Because like we have a Donkey Kong at the moment, which says Super Smash Brothers in Japanese.
I don't tell Smash Brothers.
I feel like the Mario Party ones, we're gonna have like there'll be spares all around. Except for Toad because Toad.
Yeah, I leaked you.
But yeah, like Robin and Lucina, who come out next month, are already sold out. Like,
yeah, the Fire Emblem characters sold like crazy.
They're pre-ordered out.
They also just
announced that they're going to have like major stuff in codename Steam.
Is Waluigi.
So people are going to want those even more.
I saw that.
Waluigi weirds me out.
Waluigi's great.
There's no Waluigi Amiibo yet.
There should be.
I'm imagining
is he in Mario Party?
I don't think he is.
No.
You know who is though? Spike Bros. You know Spike Bros?
Yeah, from that game.
No,
Spike
Bros.
I know Hammer Bros.
The like frog thing with the lips and he throws the spike balls. Spike Bros. That hit character.
You're getting a lot of blank looks right now, Ben.
Such as this pic. I think Ben was going for blank looks.
It's bad Spike Brothers from Cardfight Vanguard and something that looks
I'm pretty sure it's Spike Bros. He's from Paper Mario.
This looks like porn. Let's not click that.
Later.
It looks like Disgaea porn. Oh, yeah. No, I have no idea who that is.
Neither do I, because I can't see the computer screen.
I, too, agree with Will.
That's all right. You wouldn't recognize him, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know who's better than him?
Literally anyone.
Anyone. Put Toadsworth in there.
Dry Bones.
Yeah,
like, who plays Dry Bones in one of the Mario Party games?
Did they see the Game Grumps jokes and realize that they couldn't put him in there because people would just... make it say in the order of winners like Wario, Dry Bones, Peach.
And in more money making news, Nintendo has announced some new hardware.
What is it?
The NX? We have no idea.
What is it? The NX?
They'll tell us next
name
year.
Name it better than every recent naming for consoles.
I know, the Wii was a good laugh.
The Wii U
sounded like it was an add-on to the Wii.
No, this next one
is going to be called the Wii add-on.
Sounds
okay,
like
you know
it's a standalone.
Worse than Wii to Wii U is 3DS to the new 3DS.
Yeah, that's great.
Would you like to buy a new old 3DS or a pre-owned new 3DS?
Exactly.
This is my job.
This is what I struggle with every day.
There is worse.
Xbox
and that is, of course,
One.
Yeah. Would you like the Xbox One? The Xbox 360 or the Xbox One?
Nobody sells the original Xboxes anymore.
Of course.
No,
but at the same time, it's a stupid name.
They released the PS1. That's basically the same thing.
But as I say, at least...
Except it's the same console as the thing called the PS1.
Yes.
At least there's enough of a difference between Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
It's literally 3DS
XL,
new 3DS XL.
Yeah. And some games are only compatible with the new 3DS.
The only one so far is going to be the new Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah. Some games run better on the
better.
Apparently,
Monster Hunter is considerably better on the
better loading time, better textures.
And Smash Brothers loads faster.
Yeah,
it is. It is definitely faster.
I'll bet you have a huge amount of fun trying to explain to parents what the difference is between them and them trying to figure out what their kids want.
You got doesn't them come Nintendo
with a,
tapes.
Doesn't come with a charger.
Doesn't come with a charger.
What?
I know.
Because they
really?
Assume everyone's upgrading, so it doesn't come with a charger.
I had
so
to buy a charger.
I
had to buy
a
console
that.
And a charger.
You should have asked.
Someone
I have
today
to.
Wanted the charging dock, and I was like, you realize that you still need to buy a charger? And he's like, I'll just have the charger. It's like, that is fair enough. Why would you buy the console, a charging dock, and a charger?
My
God. Oh, you got too much money.
Nintendo can go suck a dick.
So the NX is apparently a console where they want to bridge the gap between handheld and console. I don't know how they're going to do that.
It's just a giant thing.
No, but
it's,
I think
like it's a Wii U gamepad.
I was about to say
they've
started that. So maybe it'll be something like a 3DS where you can use it as the controller for the console, and then there's like handheld exclusive stuff for when you want to take it out. I have no idea what it'll mean.
I think something like that would be cool.
It'd
like,
be cool.
Kind of like what the Dreamcast did with the VMU, but like
actually
have games.
It just seems this whole, I don't know, Nintendo seems to be too focused on hardware at the moment. Just fucking make some games.
No, Nintendo make great games.
No, they
just
don't.
They're only on, yeah, get fucked.
Yeah. I don't like Nintendo first party. First.
Oh, Nintendo
first
should make
Nintendo.
Some games, but
I don't
like
Nintendo,
Nintendo
first
They should
party.
Make games that I like.
The only reason you would buy a Nintendo console... Other
yes.
than
no,
like
I agree.
Bayonetta
I agree.
Is that you want Nintendo
yes.
and
admit,
I went out
I
and bought
yeah for Bayonetta
the day Bayonetta came out.
I know it's like traditional kind of Zelda format, but I loved A Link Between Worlds.
Oh,
Link Between Worlds
best
might
Zelda.
Be the best Zelda
that's actually my favorite. That and Fire Emblem are my two favorite 3DS games ever.
Have you played Bravely Default?
I haven't
Bravely
played Bravely
Default. Bravely
Default
is sick.
I think Bravely Default may be better. I don't know. I can't decide.
Well, like, it kind of shits the bed a little bit.
It shits the bed in the second act. Let's talk about Persona. Persona Q.
Persona doesn't shit the bed. Persona's bed is pristine.
Clean.
Yeah. But
Brandon
Hall is really good. It's
Persona's
like,
best.
Persona's
bed
smells
better after it's slept in it.
Brandon Hall gets to like 2/3 of the way through. Like, it gets to halfway through, and then for a quarter of the game, it's completely terrible. Because they make you replay stuff again and again and again. And then it's
very
awesome
little
here.
Story progression.
Yeah, very little. It's like nothing happens. But the characters are amazing. It's like super old school throwbacks to Final Fantasy. It's one of the best Final
I've
Fantasy
I've only heard
games.
Good things about it.
And it's not even one.
I was about to say, technically it's not Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
But it's basically Final Fantasy.
Fair enough.
Where are we skipping to now? Angry Birds Juggernaut finally in at an end. At an end.
Like
yeah,
Juggernaut
just...
from the X-Men?
No, not like Juggernaut.
I'd play Angry Birds and Juggernaut. That's the perfect
one. I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. I'm gonna knock them little piggy fuckers over.
What does Juggernaut do? What do the Angry Birds do?
Ah, they both knock over shit. You're Sol. A genius, Ben. You're an absolute genius.
You can
get
have that one, Rovio.
Just goes to show you that you can't keep smashing at the one single IP with poor gameplay again and again.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think you'd learn from Zynga.
Mm. Yeah, it's essentially... well,
it's
the
been
game
down, what,
sale 50, is...
73%.
Yeah, 73%. Apparently their game sales are not doing so bad still, but apparently the merchandising arm of it has just completely dropped off, as you would expect to happen.
Know.
I mean...
Yeah.
How long has it been since that came really popular? It's a couple of years now.
It was one of the early games on the App Store.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Angry Birds Star Wars on PC, just depending on the sale, will go down to $1. And then people will buy it. And then it'll go back up in price and no one will buy it again. And
then
it goes on sale for $1 and everyone's like, oh, I'll buy it.
Because I can remember like a year and a half ago seeing freaking Angry Bird cakes in the supermarket.
Underwear.
Hats, shirts.
Do you remember the candy? I bought Angry Birds candy. It wasn't very good.
It was all
really? Like pencil cases, erasers.
Mm,
I don't know why.
Backpacks, lunch things.
It was like
lunch
cars
itself.
Or frozen. It was just everywhere.
Actual birds.
Angry Birds, the flamethrower.
Kids love
merchandising.
And my
I
personal
guess
favorite, Angry
Birds.
Oh,
okay,
that's not dying off.
No,
Birds.
I was just saying, it's just taken over.
Hey, yeah. Schwartz, bewitch you. That's a good game. A good movie.
That's a great movie.
Spaceballs.
Oh. I thought we were still on Minecraft. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, did we move on to Minecraft?
Oh, no, I was just saying
we're just
Minecraft
like, yeah.
merchandise has just taken over.
Oh, when we were at the airport, we saw
a
physical hardback
yeah.
book, which is a guide to Redstone.
Which is really
yeah,
cool.
There's
a series
Redstone,
of, like,
there's
a combat
there's,
one.
There's a combat, there's a construction, and there's a beginner's handbook.
I think their IOs are out of date.
Minecraft for dummies.
Well, I think Redstone's fairly stable at the moment, but, you know, back in the day, it used to change, like, every patch. Like, this stuff is now completely broken.
Redstone torches now do the opposite of what they used to do. Go.
You just load into your world, just...
all your tripwire traps, just dead.
Yeah.
Just putting out there, I still don't get the appeal of Minecraft.
Really? I understand it. I don't really.
It's fun to go back.
Yeah. You can make a castle shaped like Dick and Balls. What's not to like?
You can make anything shaped like Dick and Balls.
To that point, I could just open MS John Paint and draw Dick and Balls.
Step out of the Minecraft.
Isn't the Minecraft bad?
Why do you think I bought a monitor you can draw on? Dick and Balls.
All the time.
My friend, when she played Okami, made the, like, one of the things. And I think it's that when you make the mask or you make the kimono, she did a Dick and Balls, and then she didn't realize that it goes everywhere. Like, on the walls.
Yeah, you, like, keep seeing the things you draw in other places.
Yeah, she's just like, why is there a Dick and Balls everywhere?
I've made a huge
Okami
mistake.
Is, like, a very serious game filled with Dick and Balls.
And yet, somehow, it was written by Hideki Kamiya.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't
played
it. Bed.
It's really good.
I played it a couple
apparently,
times.
It's way too
it's,
long.
Yeah, it could
it's
have been a lot
long.
Shorter.
It's
kind of like Skyward Sword in that regard.
I haven't played Skyward Sword. No intention of playing Skyward Sword.
It's good. It's too long.
Yeah.
It is a very long game. Like Okami is. I haven't played Skyward Sword either. But I did enjoy it. Good old Okami. Woo.
Who mentioned Carmageddon?
Oh, that was me. Just because I used to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Carmageddon.
It wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good, and honestly, so they've basically, it's been given a release date. It's like, it's a reincarnation edition. It's been given a release date of April 23, but it looks not good.
No. Has anyone ever finished a race in Carmageddon?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to be
the only person.
No, because
like
there were three ways to win a race in Carmageddon. You can kill every person in the level. You can kill every car in the race.
Yeah.
Or you can actually do the race.
Is that like in Burnout 3? I was like, wait, there's a racing mode? I would just always play Crash Mode. I didn't realize you could actually race.
It's kind of like that.
I just wanted to play Crash Mode all day. Mm.
I don't like racing games, but Burnout's really good.
Burnout 3.
The music in Burnout 3.
The soundtrack to Burnout 3 is amazing.
I don't remember much in Burnout 3 other than cars.
Smashing
but specifically the music was just like the most stressful, terrifying...
No, that was Burnout 1 that we had.
The soundtrack
on the PlayStation 2. We had Burnout 1.
Oh, I don't remember which one it was, but still the music for us.
Because Burnout 3 was just like a bunch of songs from that era. And like the main title song, I guess, is this song called Lazy Generation by the F-Ops. And I'm not censoring myself. That's what the band's called.
Okay.
You're allowed to swear on this.
I know, but the band's
Call of Duty,
the F-Ops.
Fuck off.
And it's
that
like,
sounds
like
a porn
I've never heard that song anywhere other than in Burnout. And I've never heard of them ever since. But the soundtrack to Burnout was also, it was like Tony Hawk. One of the Tony Hawk games had a really good soundtrack too.
So they've all got pretty good soundtracks.
Yeah.
Really
Roses
good.
Are
that's
red,
like,
Bards are blue.
What about
Tony
Crazy
Hawk,
Taxi?
Pro Skater 2.
That was something that he tweeted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, because he was announcing some sort of.
I think he was announcing
Tony
Hawk.
Or a new Tony Hawk game. Yeah.
It's alright, we were just talking about Crazy Taxi.
Skate 3 was very popular late last year.
That was such a fucking stupid
game. there are a bunch of videos that came out with
a
bunch of bugs.
Yeah, no, as soon as all the YouTubers and all the people started posting videos of it every day, do you have Skate 3 on the Xbox 360? Do you have Skate 3 on the Xbox 360? But like all these 10 and 12 year old boys, I'm just like, when did Skate 3 get so popular? What is happening?
So Christopher picked up a copy of that, which is...
Yeah.
Alex and I's brother. I don't even know. Whatever.
The middle
brother, and we played that for like a night, and that was just fun.
Yeah.
We had like this mini game going where you went down like this like sort of skate track thing,
yeah.
And the goal was to tumble off your skateboard but not jump off it, and then see how far you can get your corpse to roll, like because you can like animate your body.
Yeah, well,
when you're
I've got
falling.
Skate 1, and that was a lot of make your own fun.
Yeah,
thing
it's,
like that.
It's
and
hilarious.
You can upload
fun.
Stuff direct to YouTube.
Yeah.
I must admit, I do keep an eye on YouTube trends because I'm like, okay, that game's going to be really popular next week. And
anything PewDiePie.
You watch PewDiePie?
Actually, he seems like an okay guy when he's not doing his videos.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would tolerate talking to
his
him.
His YouTube persona is a bit annoying.
Yeah. Persona!
PewDiePie.
No, not persona.
I'll load up the persona.
PewDiePie!
Yeah, PewDiePie or Markiplier, anything those two post, and I guess popular.
It's got a bit. Okay, here we go. I've got a sub.
I've got a subreddit for you.
No.
Tripping in town.
No. Segway. Okay, you and I can't, but how often does everyone else do it? Give blood
every
night.
I donate blood every 3 months.
Wait, no, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
You're a really good girl. Every three months. I used to give plasma fairly regularly, but I kind of dropped off on that.
Actually,
John and I aren't allowed
to.
We're
literally not allowed
to. In 2 weeks, I'm donating blood again, but I'm not going to get a copy of Bloodborne, and I'm annoyed. So I go to Denmark to
So if you're a Danish citizen
and you're
you
listening
give blood,
to this podcast, what are you doing?
Send us an email.
I forgot to mention it. Okay, so if you're listening, please send us literally any email. I don't even care. Like, dick pics, doesn't matter.
We'll describe it on air.
Yeah, we will.
Guru.
Doesn't, Guru, Vore, maybe not Lolly,
yes.
But...
Will does love some yowie.
Send that to
I do love me some
send that
cowrie.
To podcast at itsallcanon.com. Once again, it's podcast at itsallcanon.com. Seriously, anything, just email us.
Specifically, if you're Danish, I would be very
Okay. So if you're in Denmark,
or if you want to send us Danishes,
yeah, that's
oh my god,
we're not giving them our address.
Full of blood.
We could get a PO box, and then we have a PO box full of Danishes.
Yeah. So, like, oh, PlayStation
okay.
Denmark,
it's all sticky.
And the blood bank that's Danish, Give Blood.
Give Blood.
Welcome
give blood.
To Give Blood.
Wait,
yeah.
Give Money Plus.
Wait, are we talking about Denmark or Brazil?
They're teaming up and giving anyone who signs up and gives blood a free copy of Bloodborne. Which is good.
That's great.
Yeah,
I feel that's going to make people donate that normally wouldn't donate.
I mean, it's like an $80 copy. And I mean, if you...
No, what they actually mean is they're going to give them a bloodborne disease.
See, that was my first thought. I was like, Bloodborne, wait.
But isn't Bloodborne just like the poster game? Like, there's other games that
you can get Bloodborne or any other PlayStation 4 game, I think.
Enjoy your malaria.
Yeah.
Bloodborne.
I heard
that
throughout
malaria.
History, like...
Bloodborne is a pretty good game.
70% of all humans that have ever lived have died of malaria.
Really?
I heard
wow,
it's
and
the
other, like,
yeah.
40% is Genghis Khan or whatever it was.
Wait, 40%!
Genghis
what
Khan has killed 40% of all people who have
ever
lived.
Oh, I fucked up.
100% of people that have lived have died.
Not yet.
Well, you know, 99.99% then.
That's fair.
Don't touch my face. It's my face. You can't have it. Oh, no, my face is...
You're falling right into my trap.
Now no one will marry you, Will.
What's a HM2?
Hotline Miami Fly.
Oh, Miami. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, it's Hotline Miami 2 has been released. It's not been released here. I've looked at, like, 6 or 7 possible legal ways to get it. Can't get it legally, so
no,
I didn't want
it.
They
Does
let
any,
us down.
Has anyone said why it was refused classification?
There is the
I will load it up.
There
Hang
is
on,
a
I,
scene at the very start where a woman is very on. Graphically raped.
I was
you
really angry about this.
But it's Hotline Miami.
It's pixel,
too.
But it's
you can
still
see a
violent
crack.
It's
okay.
It's violent sexual content, which
yeah,
is
yeah,
a big
sexualized
no-no.
Violence.
Yeah.
Is a straight R or refused.
Yeah, it's
yeah. I was really pissed about this, so I wrote an entire article about it.
Do you want to
see I was really mad.
It's
also really fucking.
It's really good. The music's amazing. It's more of the same.
Yeah,
the level design is not as good.
I sucked at Hotline Miami 1. Will I suck at Hotline Miami 2?
Yeah. I fucking played through the first Hotline Miami, and after I played through it, Alex was like, hey, why aren't you locking on?
Yeah.
Apparently you can lock on.
Yeah.
You can lock on?
There
actually.
Are a bunch
yeah.
of, I don't even remember.
There are a bunch of different characters, and the story is... Thanks, guys. The story is super, super hard to follow. Like
Metal Gear Solid level or
worse than Metal Gear Solid level. I have no idea what's
Nanomachines, son.
Do you think because the first game was like, what's going on here? Am I insane or is the rest or is just really fucked up shit going
on
around
me? It just
me?
Jumps all over
well,
the place.
I mean, why can't both be happening?
Yeah. Although it does lead straight in from one. Hold on, maybe one.
Right. Okay.
Like the events of one lead into two.
Mm.
No, that's good.
I was watching I think Jacksepticeye. It. Just because I wanted to listen to an Irish accent and watch someone play
oh,
it.
Everyone's like that. No.
Yeah, I assume so.
I can vouch. I'm
my
Irish.
God, you're not wearing green.
What's the look of the Irish?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, and it looks like much of the same, which is awesome. Yeah,
it's really
Lucky
Charms.
Like the music, I think, is just as good.
The music is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
music,
more 90s. I prefer like the 80s themed electronic stuff, but the 90s stuff is really good. Because Hollow Knight 97 was 93, 91, well, early 90s.
Good year of music.
Mm.
The early 90s. If you insist.
I like it.
Hold that flannel.
Double denim, more like.
Oh, I wasn't talking about fashion, yeah. I was just talking about music. I'm sorry, but grunge, Nirvana.
And talking of sadness.
No, don't talk about it. I don't want to talk
about it. Space exploded and now we're sad.
Terry Pratchett.
No, don't talk about it.
Passed away.
I don't want to talk about it.
At the age of 66?
Yeah, something around there. He was too young.
I must admit, whoever he told, I'm assuming he told someone to do the Twitter
thing. The tweets,
yeah. That worked out well.
Because he had a tweet that said, that one of the last tweets that was put up on his account was, because the death character in the Discworld novels talks in all capitals,
yeah.
So the last tweet that was up there was like, finally, Sir Terry, we walked together or something along those lines.
And there was a poem that was written, you know, Poem for My Sprog on Reddit? They're actually really, really good, like,
really
poem.
Good sprog.
Yeah, I'll have to link it, but it was like this really
it
awesome...
Makes, it just
poem?
Makes poems out of just random comments.
Oh, right.
Terry
Pratchett.
I'll link it to you guys later.
And now we're the king.
There's a double T there somewhere at the end. Anyway, yeah, it was a really good poem.
Sad.
It's just very sad. This world's amazing.
I read a lot of the books, and I grew up with a lot of the books, and it's a very sad.
You'd like the Discworld books, John.
I think I've read a Terry Pratchett.
You probably like, what do you think is a good intro? Like the Moist books are probably a decent
one. Yeah.
Moist von
Lipwig. I would say Going Postal is a really good one to
going
start.
Postal.
I think that's the one I've read, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the one where he's like this, he's
a con man takes over the postal service.
Yeah, and he's hung within an inch of his life, literally, like, everyone thinks he's dead, and he's like, actually, I made it so that you weren't dead, but you're going to get killed unless you run the postal service for
mm-hmm.
me. And it's just goes from there. It's really good.
I think the only Pratchett thing I've read was only half Pratchett, Good Omens.
Good Omens is really good.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah,
really
yeah.
enjoyed it. That was the first both Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett that I'd read.
Yeah. At least we still got Neil.
Yeah,
now you've done. You've done.
Neil.
Kickers ass.
On a slightly lighter note, Tommy Wiseau
has died.
oh, Mark. Yeah, is the infamous creator of the movie The Room is creating a new television series called The Neighbours.
There's a trailer.
And I know
there's
nothing
a trailer?
About
yeah.
it.
Oh my god,
that
I need
that,
to
man.
See this.
Wow.
The Room is amazing.
What music? What candles? What sexy dress?
He did an AMA on Reddit. It was a flop. It was not good. It was just all troll comments.
But he went along with it.
He did go along with it. But
can we talk about my new movie Rampart now?
Yeah.
Oh hi guys. It was pretty much every comment that was a question you started with, "Oh hi Tommy."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my favorite AMA.
But yeah,
you know,
what, do you know what it is about? This
it's about like an apartment block.
Oh,
like
right.
It's meant to be like a sitcom.
So it's not been set in Australia and World One for a very, very long
it's
time.
Kylie
like
30,
did
yeah.
you know there was a book that the guy, Mark, wrote a book about the process of making The Room called The Disaster Artist
with Mr. Wiseau.
Which and it's been picked up by. Who are the two people
it was
make,
James Franco else,
and the guy he normally works with
Seth Rogen
picked it up for a movie.
Wow,
Will Ferrell.
I'd watch the hell out of that.
So much,
man,
so
imagine
much.
If you got to be the guy who played Tommy Wiseau.
Oh my god,
it would be tough.
Just play Tommy Wiseau.
they should get Nicolas Cage to do it.
Oh, yes,
oh my god.
I think legally he's not allowed to turn down any role.
Yeah, it's part of his contract of life.
That's great. We'll do it. That movie doesn't exist.
Well, let's get Jerry Bruckheimer on the phone. Let's make this happen. Now, I'm not really entirely certain upon what this last point of news is meant to be on docket.
why did you put that on these notes?
I was curious.
Someone has posed the question, at what stage does a moustache come a beard? Which is probably a good point to end on.
We're at
about
an hour and a half, actually. We got
time. I had one little bit of news that I wanted to talk about as well.
So, was that Gibbons?
I had one little bit of news that's not on the docket that mm-hmm. I just found out today.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, the version of Dead or Alive 5 Last Round being released on PC, which I had pre-ordered, is basically going to be a port of the previous gen version.
Ooh.
So PS3 and 360. So bad graphics, missing stages, no online for 3 months. And as soon as I found out this, I cancelled my pre-order.
Yes.
And immediately went out and bought the real version.
I was just linking the poem from
Project. Right.
Don't worry about reading it just yet.
It strikes me that this is an incredibly lazy PC port. Surely it's got to be more difficult to port over the old version than the version from the consoles that are so similar to PCs.
Mm.
And I can't see this selling well. Surely I can't be the only person who's done this.
No. Like, I don't understand. Because PC, surely it's fairly easy to develop for, comparatively.
Yeah. Like, on an architectural level, there are more similarities with PS4 and Xbox One than there are with 360 and PS3, so why have they gone with this shittier version?
Because they have no idea what they're doing.
Because they don't want to make another PC game, so if they do it bad enough this time, they can blame the sales.
I had a random question for you guys.
Yeah.
But how much do, like, pre-order bonuses, like, influence?
Not at all.
Don't influence me at all, because I don't buy new games.
Kind of do.
You? It's good.
Well, it depends what it is. Like, if it's just some vanity stuff, probably not, but, like...
No, I'm just curious. Because there was a really cool Batman one that came with a Batmobile, but they sold out so quickly.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of the physical stuff. I mean, from stuff that I've got in the past.
It's
like,
usually
I pre-ordered
super
Bayonetta,
high quality.
And it was, like, the gun you got with that was real crappy. I think I threw it out when we moved. But, like, I do like the in-game vanity stuff. Like, there was supposed to be, for the PC version of Dead or Alive, there was supposed to be a costume pack that you got for nothing when you pre-ordered it, and so that's why I said, well, I know I'm going to pay this eventually, I'll pay for it early and get that.
Except then it was shit.
Yeah, and so now I have to pay for my sexy bunny girls or bikinis or nurse outfits or whichever fetish it was that was free.
I must admit, the age we live in. I do order for art books.
Yeah, art books, actually. Yeah, I usually buy the special edition versions of the Souls games just because they're art books usually.
Oh, yeah.
And often in the CD as well.
Often in those you get pictures of stuff that was cut from the game as well, which you don't get in a lot of other games' art books.
Mm. The Hotline Miami, actually,
they do a
comic that's free.
Oh, okay.
So Hotline Miami 2 comics. I'm just reading it the other day.
You can get actual vinyl versions of the soundtrack
as well.
Which is cool.
Which apparently, if you were Australian, you just didn't get.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because Australia sucks.
Yeah, fuck Australia.
As mentioned earlier, I work at a video game retailer. I wonder which one that is. And I've seen possibly the worst pre-order bonus today.
Yeah.
It wasn't one that was, like, listed anywhere. It's one that just, like, people rocked up. It's like, by the way, you get this with your game too. So Battlefield Hardline, and it was a police money clip. Like, it's a police badge as a money clip, and it is the tackiest, stupidest looking thing ever. So, like, every time someone gets one, I'm like, and you get this super cool police money clip with your game, and they're just looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, I'm not taking that. I'm just like, I can't make this sound appealing. Like, I'm not a good enough salesperson, obviously.
You are crazy, though.
I am very crazy.
Yeah.
I was just like, why would anyone want this shitty money clip, which is just, like, tacky and crap. Terrible.
Who uses a
craptastic?
Yeah, it was so craptastic.
I think the worst I've ever seen, I don't know if it was a pre-order or a special edition thing, was the model that you got with the special edition of Dead Island, which was a beautiful woman with her head and arms ripped off. So it's just this bloody torso. A nice pair. But kind of...
How was she holding the pair if she didn't have any arms?
It was sitting on top of the stump.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, pretty uncomfortable.
Dead Island pre-order torso.
just
looking for the image.
Like,
yeah, it's tasteful.
Oh yeah, that is terrible looking.
Jesus.
Yeah, like
boobs don't even look real.
They look... Yeah.
They look super fake. Yeah.
It looks like a torso and someone's gotten, like, two lumps of Play-Doh and just, like, crushed them on there.
It's the sort of stuff that you see if it turns up in your kid's bedroom and you call someone.
Lego fake games boobs tend to have cool things because they come with Lego. So, good on Lego games.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool.
Cross-promotion.
But, you know, just, like, it's just the stupidest pre-order bonus I've ever seen, and... I just had to tell people about it because it was so bad.
That's right. If you have any more questions, we got plenty of time. We got like 20 minutes to kill.
We've got 20 minutes. Well, we don't have to.
No, we don't. But
if there's something interesting.
So at what stage does a mustache become a beard? Because Jonathan and I were talking.
So what triggered this discussion?
I'm playing the beard game at work.
Oh, right.
Because I'm not allowed a beard. But me and like half the managers. So not the store manager, saying how long I can go before the store manager mentions that I've got a beard. So it's actually pretty...
It's
beard. It's very long at the moment. Like it's
quite decent at the moment.
It's a full beard.
Yeah.
The area manager came in today as well, didn't mention it. So it's been over a month.
Now my argument with this is that beard is chin, right? Like yeah. I agree with Beck on this. But what happens if you leave the sideburns and you just go for that?
No, we're missing something. So in the like uniform standards, I'm allowed a beard, but I'm allowed a mustache.
Oh.
So I'm wondering how far I can get away with it and still have it be a mustache.
I reckon all you need to get rid of for it to be a mustache is you just need to get rid of the bit that's on your chin.
I don't think it's a beard if it's not connected.
I disagree, right? Like, if you've got the mutton chops and connecting, I still think that's a beard. If it goes across the chin...
It's a mustache.
That's cool. You could become an Irish boxer.
Yeah.
No, it can come down, but as soon as it connects to your upper lip, it's a beard.
No, you're wrong.
No. Has to be on the chin.
Has to be on the chin to be a beard.
So yeah. I could shave just the chin and it would still be a mustache.
Yeah. Yes, it would be a mustache. You would be so cool.
I disagree.
They'd be all up on.
Are you setting a note on your phone to tell him to do it now?
No, I'm not.
Because you should.
No, a friend of mine recently did the world's greatest shave, and he had different. He had really big beard and mustache, and he set different levels. And it was like, you know, if we raise this much money, I'll shave my head. If we raise this much money, I'm shaving my beard. If we raise this much money, I'm going to shave half my head. It got to an amount of money where he shaved half his head and half his beard. that's the amount of money that they raised. I wish you guys could see the picture. Basically,
that's unsettling.
That's not a beard anymore.
Picture someone's face and they've shaved the left half of their hair and then the right half of their beard.
Yeah. It's like Skrillex.
Yeah, that's a good point. So he shaved half his beard and it's no longer a beard, right? But it's still on his chin.
It is
not symmetrical meeting at the middle.
It has to be symmetrical. So I could shave just this and a little bit of this. You could shave this sideburn.
Yes.
And just like half of the chin.
Yes.
And it would be considered a mustache.
That's just weird.
That's just an off-center mutton chop.
You look like you're...
So it's not a mustache. It's not a beard. It's just a mutton, like a
mutton chop that goes above your
So it's not facial hair.
It's
facial hair, but it's not a beard or a mustache.
Yes. It's an artistic point. It's a social project.
You don't get it, man.
I'm trying to make a point.
Well, if I'm told to shave, I will see how far I can push the mustache.
Shave your chin and then play the mustache game.
I think I'll just get the proper full upper lip. What would you call that? The handlebar.
The handlebar.
Yeah, I'll see if I can go for the handlebar.
Well, that comes down as well.
Handlebar is like. Handlebar is the
what's the British officer? British officer.
It's just a mustache.
But that's got a bit of mutton chop involved still, doesn't it? That sort of look. It's quite a large mutton chop
with mutton chops, but it doesn't like connect.
Oh, it doesn't connect.
That's a bit.
I don't understand.
That has beard hair. So
just try and look like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
No, at no stage should you try to look like Ron Jeremy.
He keeps telling me that he can grow my dick by 2 inches.
Hey, if he gets to do what he does and gets paid for it,
I
think he's doing all right.
And be looking
and
like
the way he does.
I don't think I can get away with that.
Not an attractive man.
Mustache spoon.
A mustache spoon?
There is such a thing as a mustache spoon.
Guard?
No, it's used in Edwardian England to protect the then fashionable mustache while eating soup.
So it's like
It's got the guard on it.
That sounds handy.
I got an idea. Don't eat soup.
I love soup.
What if you like soup and you have a mustache? Jesus Christ!
What if you're hungry?
Come on!
Someone's trying to tell me jobs.
Nationalism.
No, nothing interesting.
Silent phone people, please.
It is on silent. It was just non- vibrating.
It's on fully silent.
Everyone else's phone has blinked.
Mine hasn't buzzed.
No.
Blinked. Blinked is fine. They can't it hear buzzed. Blinkings.
It buzzed. Everyone else
it's
buzzed.
It's terrifying.
Mine didn't buzz.
Notifications are off on mine.
Hmm.
Okay, and to be fair, that surprised me. My phone almost never goes off. Unless it's one of you guys, and I think it was you sending a message on Facebook.
I have a final one.
What?
Saddest moment in video games.
Saddest moment in video games.
The thing that made me cry recently was the first opening scene in Last of Us.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. That's pretty rough.
Yeah, that...
Is that that's the bit where you're playing
minus spoilers. It's the one where you don't.
Yeah, where you're playing as the girl first, and then you're in the car. I really liked the bit where you're in the car and you can look like,
yeah,
all
really
around,
and
yeah.
you see her like moving her arms around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and it's
yeah,
got that
she's, like actually.
Well, it's not
around.
Like
it's
dynamic, but
no,
like when you move around,
feels,
you actually
yeah.
yeah move around.
That's the thing in a video game that's made me cry most recently.
Mm.
I don't know if that's the saddest moment.
Oh, not in video. It's that you've played.
I know, but like that's what I mean. I don't know if it's the saddest moment I've ever played. It's
mm.
just the one that's most recently in my mind.
The first one that springs to mind for me is Bioshock 2. I had a real emotional moment when it was like, do you want to kill the little girl or do you want to harvest her? And I was like, there's no fucking
yes.
way I can kill this girl. I was like,
you sure?
But I'm going to make a shit ton of the... What is it, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to make a shit ton of Adam. I'm like...
You press a button to kill a girl, it couldn't be easier.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, you're Mr.
Racist
in bloody
yes,
Bioshock Infinite.
Yes,
you just have to throw a baseball at the nigger. It's so easy.
Whoa! I did not say that.
No!
We're quoting you directly.
I was like, these... I viewed it logically.
Is it getting to spoil territory? Not yet. Okay, I'm good.
Oh, no, very, very much.
Yeah, no, that's
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not spoil territory
this,
yet.
Like, I was... These people were stuffed regardless. I was...
Meg hasn't played it, so just tread carefully.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, these people are stuffed regardless.
And when am I going to get a chance to do this?
Let me finish. I don't want to get found out, so
yeah.
I'm going to throw the ball at them.
Now, considering that I played this through recently,
yeah.
well, I haven't finished it yet, but I have passed a point in the game. Depending on what you do there, that actually
there is
has
there is something
a very,
that changes
very,
very
minor.
Yeah.
It's like completely
yeah.
irrelevant, but it does affect
it does
something that happens later. Not like in any major way.
So what about you, Will, Mr. Heartless? Have you had any
Will's
emotion
never,
at all?
I felt,
have you felt any emotion at all?
I felt kind of sad this one time because I ran out of orphans to kill.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make my meat dragon, so I was like, really
I ran
sad.
Out of bullets. It was really sad.
I was playing Overlord.
The meat dragons.
Then
I realized after I drove the halflings extinct, I could never kill another.
Meat organ.
What? I totally don't remember your name.
Jeb once got stranded on the moon. That made me pretty sad when I was playing
Kerbal.
Mainly because
you couldn't get Jeb back.
Yeah, mainly because I couldn't get Jeb back. I don't know.
No, you're heartless. Move on.
Really?
Is yours Final Fantasy VII?
It's Crisis Core, yeah.
I remember you telling me I was heartless because I didn't cry at the end of the first disc of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh,
this
not
is like
cry.
Back in school.
It was good.
I didn't like her, so I was like, eh.
I don't know. In movies and in video games,
mm.
when that
like
sort of stuff happens, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's a really good part
yeah,
of the story.
Yeah.
That's a really good story device. I don't get particularly sad unless
you
gotta movies,
stop playing games drunk.
Movies,
fucking
games not so much. I have had a few movies where I felt a little bit emotional, like Million Dollar Baby. That one.
Oh my god,
that
I did
one,
not expect that ending.
Yeah, that movie tugged at my heartstrings a little. Little bit.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino
not,
as well.
I haven't seen Gran Torino yet, but like Gran Torino's
good.
I did not expect that ending.
Mm.
I was expecting typical sport ending. Like,
yeah.
Underdog, oh, she's going to lose and then she's going to come back at the end and win her match and like get her. I'm pretending to punch in the air
yeah,
like I'm
yeah,
also
yeah.
boxing.
The best,
like she's going to, you know, get her and earn respect, but did not expect that ending.
No.
Holy moly.
Try.
The
yes,
feels
man.
Were real.
we'll
I still think, like, if we're moving away from video games, like, there is one episode of a TV show that will make me cry no matter what. I've
is
seen
the final episode
oh
of Firefly.
Oh my god! Okay, no, not Firefly, and Futurama is very sad, but not
Futurama's
that.
A close contender
the
for
us. The episode of Buffy after her mum's died.
Oh, that's a rough episode.
Buffy.
That is a
yeah.
rough episode.
Oh my
no
god,
idea.
Okay, Joss Whedon is a genius.
Mm.
And this episode, like, it's the episode's pretty much almost all silent because. Like, Buffy's mom's just died, and it's like, it's actually like, you feel like she has just died,
mm.
and you feel like, because everyone's really awkward, and they don't really know what to talk about, and you like, you feel like it's real, and it's like happening right there. And I'm just like, Joss Whedon, you evil genius, what are you doing to my heartstrings?
Xander punches the wall.
Yes.
I remember that bit.
Well, had it coming.
But yeah, like...
But yeah, I mean, for video games, I guess... I mean, yeah, there was the bit in The Last of Us was a bit... Oh yeah, that was... I wasn't expecting that. That's pretty full
straight
on.
Off the bat.
Yeah, straight off.
Opening scene. Mm.
Oh. I don't know, was there...
I think it has the chance to be more impactful than anything else because you're actually playing it.
I got one that's like definitely hiding because it's a game. The end of The Walking Dead Season 1. Has anyone else around the table finished that?
I know what happens, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Those choices, even though you know that they don't mean anything, are really, really difficult.
Yeah, I had to pause the game multiple times because I just couldn't make the decision on the fly. I was just like, I need time to process this. I know I'm not doing it right, but I need time to process this.
Did you make her do it?
I did.
I didn't. I couldn't.
I thought that she wouldn't be able to live with herself when she was older if she didn't. That's where my brain went with
nice
that.
Justification.
Mad up.
Which woman up. I realized it's
super good. You should all play it.
It is good, yeah. Have you super played green. Season 2?
No,
I played
the first episode.
Okay,
and that's...
I haven't played 2 yet. Yeah, is it the end of the second chapter of the first one where you have to pick between two people?
Yes, that's where I stopped playing.
That's where I was like, oh my god. In my head, I was like, I can save them both.
That wasn't a choice. There was only one choice to make.
First chapter, wasn't
it? No, first chapter they left like the farm thing. The second chapter is where they're all stuck in like the store.
The drugstore.
Oh,
with like the reporter and the...
Yeah, no,
the
I know this what you mean. I could have sworn that was the first one.
No, that's
no, the first one's the little boy and the guy at the tractor on the farm.
Yeah.
And no matter which you pick, spoilers, but no matter which you pick, one of them dies, no matter which option you pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting... Just going back to Final Fantasy, but not even Final Fantasy VII, but Crisis Core, where if you played Final Fantasy VII, you know exactly what happens at the end of Crisis Core because it's a prequel. You know the entire way through the game that something's going to happen, and then it gets to it, and it's the saddest thing ever. Like, it's amazing.
But you could be working yourself up to it because you know it's going to happen.
I don't know, but like, the fact that you've now played the character that was... beforehand just makes it so much better. Like you know you find out his story and you play through all that and then like
and you know he's gonna die
and it's well yeah okay so Zack dies because you've played Final Fantasy VII and it's not 1999 anymore but you know Zack dies and it's like it culminates in one of those like thanks man.
Finn's doing weird shit.
It culminates in one of those like heroic last stands where you can't win, you just keep fighting and like trying to beat these enemies until eventually you just lose.
Mm.
And all this, like the gameplay mechanics start coming into it. So like there's this kind of like a roulette wheel, which like comes up with different characters. And if you get like a bunch of characters in a row, like you get bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
That starts to crack and then it like starts to jitter and it just like freezes on Aerith because he was in love with Aerith. And it is really good. Just amazing.
Double waifu material.
And then he dies, and it's like, oh god. And then Cloud becomes Zack, and Mike.
Cloud's like less of a loser for a bit, but then he's kind of a loser again.
Yeah,
but then he nuts up.
But I like Cloud in Final Fantasy VII because his life is literally falling apart because it's not his life, and it's literally coming apart at the seams, so he's like less of an emo than everyone makes him out to be.
It's his life, and it's now or never.
Yeah.
He's not going to live. He just wants to live while he's alive.
Yeah. You're bad.
You can leave the room.
All I'm saying is that Final Fantasy VII was written by John Paul Jones.
And with that, unless...
That made for some sick Dragon Ball Z music videos.
Jonathan?
Do you have a question? Any question?
Any sad moments?
What's up?
I didn't really...
Oh, you said
nothing.
Sorry.
Can't really think... Oh, that was the first thing I think of. I'm sure I can think of something else that was sad, but...
Have we got any questions? Anything at all?
Where do babies come from?
I'll tell you.
How
later.
Is babies born?
Well,
I'll
you
show
see,
you later.
When some life comes out of a life stream, but it's not a tree...
Tell me more, Uncle
sometimes
Ben.
Sometimes it goes... into a woman?
I like the
upward inflection there.
Subject to confirmation.
And then Babby is formed.
How Babby formed, how girl get pregnant.
According to the Sims 4 Get to Work expansion trailer.
Woohoo.
Yeah, woohoo to have the baby.
Woohoo,
and
then
baby
one.
But no, like you can in Sims 4 Get to Work, you can go to work as your Sim and do that job for them.
Sounds like fun.
I thought you were about to say you can go to work and you can bang your secretary.
No, you can, but go, you can deliver
as a baby.
Do you know how you deliver babies? A woman
Mash
gets,
a.
A woman gets put into a machine and you have a claw and the claw goes into the machine and pulls the baby out.
I've seen that anime.
Oh, claw game.
I'm watching that now.
Put in coins.
What, is it possible to fail the mini game?
Probably.
Oh god.
Just like half a baby. I was going to say, not all of the baby comes out.
It'll be like that scene in Dead Space where you have to inject the needle into Isaac's eye, and if you miss and you don't do it properly, just drills through his entire face.
Well done.
It's great.
Drilling through faces. That just sounds like something you're searching.
I did it fine the first time, and then people were like, oh my god, it was so gross. I had to go back and do it just to see what had happened.
Oh, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
So, unless we've got anything else.
Nah, I got nothing.
No, we're alright.
I got nothing.
I'm just going to fade now. No.
I got nothing.
You say that, but that's what will happen.
Fading.
Yeah,
it's just going to be a long fade. Anyway, I've been
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, yes,
this,
yes.
Beck.
It's been good.
Thank
good
you for having me.
We would like to have you again in the future, I think.
There may be a single possible listener. Maybe if you share it with your group of friends, you may have some more.
Group of friends?
Group of
shut your face.
If
I'll smash you.
Offended.
Don't make me glass you.
You what, mate?
Fucking what, mate?
Yeah,
what?
But a giggle.
Tension is real. The tension is real.
Brotherly love.
Really?
Glassing away.
Is he just sitting on
So, yeah. Well, are we doing outro or whatever?
No.
You do whatever the hell you want. I'll fade just whenever I feel like it.
Well, I've been Zangief.
I've been Hakan.
In your thighs.
I'm main cat.
Maybe.
I am a bad guy, and that is good.
Nailed it.
She says, I bring that to Wreck-It Ralph.
Just because you're a bad guy does not mean you're a bad guy.
I don't know who I am.
You be Jury.
Be David Bowie.
Yeah. I am David Bowie
Poison.
In The Labyrinth.
Yeah! You're Jareth.
I'm Jareth.
Why
Jareth, okay.
Why would you be Poison when you could be Jolene?
Jolene.
And with Where that,
can you be Tina from Dead or Alive?
We're fading out now.
Fading!
Fading!
Floating, see you turning, it's so sickening. I can't resist the way you flirt.